foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are, upon the face of this very planet. Once again, we delightfully present Radio Biafra Live, uninterrupted PM edition, on this very day of all days, the 8th day of January, in the year of our Lord 2015, the time now is approximately 7 minutes past 7 p.m. here in the United Kingdom. It is also the same number of minutes past 8 p.m. in the Holy Land, the beloved land of Biafra. Regardless of where you are, irrespective of your time zone, the latitude, the longitudinal line of where you are presently listening to Radio Biafra from, I believe with every shred of certainty that it is near enough, about 8 minutes past the top of the hour. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved family members in Japan, those of you in Indonesia, the ones in Australia, those of you in Singapore, the ones in Thailand, the ones in China, the ones in Malaysia, the ones in Taiwan, the ones in Hong Kong, all of you in that part of the world. I know it is your morning, the morning of the 9th. Of January, but all the same, we are one family. Not even time can separate us. Not even time can keep us apart. Our job here every day, it is my pleasure to remind you, is a very simple one. To unite all of you towards one singular purpose. To unite the children of God towards one inevitable outcome. That outcome is the restoration of the complete and unalloyed sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra in truth and honesty. Without truthfulness, without perseverance, without honesty, we are not going anywhere. If we are not consistent, by which we mean a maintenance of our stance irrespective of the pressure, then we will not be worthy to be called the children of the Most High God, Chukwa Biama. And indeed, his glory will depart from us. But because we know that Chukwa Biama is God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, every day we will not fail to offer praise and adoration. We will not fail to offer every manner of praise to the Almighty, because only him is worthy to be praised. Therefore, like every other time that we're here broadcasting live to the entirety of humanity, we hand over everything we are doing into the capable hands and spiritual guidance of the Almighty Chukwa Biama, that everything we preach on this platform, that every truth we tell here, will resonate amongst Biafrans, genuine hardcore Biafrans all over the world, and friends of Biafra, that we may be able to utilize this very gospel that is unparalleled, unequaled anywhere else, that we will be able to imbibe the truth that comes from it, to learn from it, and also to apply, because here we are not theoretical on this very platform. We are essentially practical in our approach. Any idea we articulate, any viewpoint we begin to lend credence to, we allow it to manifest in a practical form. That is why we are proactive. That is why we remain till tomorrow the only credible group of people pursuing the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. And we are doing so in the absolute and firm knowledge that Chukwu Abiama is God, the only entity worthy of worship. That is why this night, like any other, we offer our praise, our thanks, our devotion, our joy, everything that we are, everything that we became, everything that we are likely to become in the future, into the capable hands of Chukwu Abiama in heaven. We open up our hearts. Our hands are very, very clear. Our conscience as pure as it can be. We pray for the maintenance of our incorruptibility, which we know is a gift from heaven, that in the end all honor and glory may go to heaven and not to this earth, that in the end every praise will go to Chukwu Abiama, every honor will belong to him and not to us, because he called us to do a job. We are mere messengers. We have come to propagate this very gospel of the kingdom of heaven. That is what we are here to do. Not to accept any praise nor glory, because everything belongs to Chukwu Abiama and not to man. Therefore, I will welcome you wherever you are. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra right across this very earth. The commander of all Haloyu forces, and by the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. By the grace of this same heaven we call upon all the time, and not that of man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I will welcome you, and it is also your duty. I know I say this all the time, but it is your responsibility to welcome your friends and your family as well. You must tell those close to you. It doesn't matter if they are Biafrans or not. Tell people who are close to you, tell them that Radio Biafra is live and direct to the whole world. You will tell them that once we broadcast on Radio Biafra, people can listen to us right the way from Scandinavia to the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa. Tell them that if they are in Cape Horn in Southern America, and call Radio Biafra because they can receive us there, you will also tell them that people in the far most northeastern part of this very planet will be able to hear them. You will explain to people, when you explain the work that Radio Biafra is doing, when you narrate how far we have come, you will also remind everybody listening that this very platform is the largest indigenous broadcaster of its kind anywhere in the world. We have listenership running into millions. Not everybody calls Radio Biafra, I admit that. Not everybody will quickly come out to identify with what we're doing, because we are too truthful for the liking of some people. But here we vowed to always speak the truth. It doesn't matter who is getting upset. It is inconsequential to us. Our job, our vow before heaven, is to always speak the truth, regardless of the consequences. That is why we are exceptional. That is why we are formidable. And that is why heaven is always receptive to our cries all the time, culminating in us being capable of accomplishing anything at all we set our sights and our hands on. That is what makes us different. Because under our watch, Biafra is going to come. I would like you to write it down on a piece of paper, what I told you today, that under our watch, Biafra will come. Because Biafra is not in the gift of man to give. It is in the gift of heaven. Therefore, we must be worthy. If we are worthy of this very gift, it will come. If we are not worthy, it will not come. And I have not seen anything at all in all the years we have been propagating this very gospel to lead me to believe anything else apart from this very certainty that Biafra is coming and coming in truth and honesty. Sometimes if we come across as being confrontational, it is because we do not wish the kingdom of heaven to become contaminated with our Safulani blood. We don't want liars, deceivers, and cheats to participate or to inherit the kingdom of heaven. We don't want people who are soaked in jealousy, in envy, and in greed to be part of what we are doing. Why? Because Biafra is the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. It is meant for only the virtuous and the righteous. It's as simple as that. We make no apologies about it. If you are not capable of being in Biafra, you will die before Biafra comes. As simple as that. We understand the divinity of our quest. Therefore, we make no bones about it, that this is indeed the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. Omuanigwe, in case you're looking for a far more local interpretation of the meaning or the essence of what we are presenting to you. Therefore, you will go out and tell them that across Biafra land this very minute, that people are listening to CHK 97.6 Biafra FM across the whole of Africa, Middle East, South America. People are listening to Radio Biafra via 7 satellites. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4. I said 7 satellites, including Dasat, where you get AIT on. Also, Radio Biafra is online. We have our own bespoke app. If you download TuneIn app, you can also listen to us. We are on www.radiobiafra.co. If it crashes sometimes, please do bear with us. A lot of people do tend to listen to us. Too much traffic sometimes does weigh down our servers. Maybe most of you don't know that we have our own server. We do. We are not just an ordinary broadcaster. We have everything it takes to compete with the very finest. And very soon, as I told you, nobody will listen to anything else unless they have listened to Radio Biafra. Because here, when you listen to us, you will get the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Because that is why we exist in the first place. Our ancestors managed to keep every enemy of God at bay by believing in something that is sacrosanct. Truth is yoku. As long as our hands are clear, our conscience very, very pure, there is no way we can ever, ever be contaminated. If we cannot be contaminated, how can we be corruptible? If we remain incorruptible, of course, we go on to assert with every shred of certainty that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. The devil will come at night like a thief, as they said he will come no longer as a thief, but it is a thief. These people, they will come. But thankfully, to our people, those that Chukwu Abiam are selected to do his work, they are doing his work. And that work is leading us to one simple, inescapable conclusion. That Biafra will come in our lifetime. Just watch and see. The destruction of the zoo is starting this very year. 2015. That is what we said. And because we know it is going to come to pass. There is nothing we have said before that never came to pass. This year will not be an exception. The zoo is going to become another Somalia. All the factors, all the variables, exactly what is happening now in the Zoological Republic was prevalent in Somalia before its precipitous and disgraceful collapse. The same thing is going to happen to the zoo. I don't know if some of you now know that people are running to Ghana to go and live there. Are you aware of that? Our news is packed this evening. Yesterday was exceptional because people kept on to the news we are presenting. Callers kept talking about the news, the topic of the day, which is fine, which is exemplary. That is the tone we are maintaining this evening also. People are running to Ghana to go and live. Do you know that? You don't know. The zoo is coming to an end. The problem with black people, which is the way we reason, we are here to correct it. I believe there is a defective gene in black people that predisposes us sometimes not to grasp things the way it should. This radio station, Radio Biafra, broadcasting on radio, broadcasting on satellite and also online, we will cure this very disease. That is the key. For us, that is the holy grail. We just don't want an independent Biafra. We want a Biafra that is liberated. A Biafra that is genuinely freedom-seeking, forward-looking, a very progressive society. Where men can reason like men, women like women, animals like animals. That is why we do things the way we do it. We can allow every idiot, every jester, every moron to come in. But if you do it, you will build another African country. If we have suffered and died to build another African country, then it is better Biafra doesn't come at all. We need people to understand this evening why we do what we do. We are fighting for Biafra not to replicate another useless black African country. You must be mad. We are doing what we are doing because we want to build a place that Chukwu Abiyama, when God leaves his throne in heaven and comes to earth, when he comes to Africa, he will want to come to Biafra land. I need you to understand it. And for us to build the type of civilization we are looking for, the way we reason has to change. If you think like a typical black monkey from Africa, you get the same rubbish. And this evening, I am also going to prove to the whole listening world that people are listening to what we are saying. People are listening. I mean government of the Zoological Republic. Everything we say, they do. It is here. I'm going to prove it to you. To tell you how formidable we are. People don't come out to sing our praises because I don't expect Yoruba newspapers to write about us. Because they know we are formidable. They know, they understand that themselves. Because millions of people are joining us every blessed day, all over the world. After all, we are in over 88 countries of the world and counting. What do you expect? Even those right this minute listening under the bed. Some people are pretending they're listening to music. They have plugged in their earpiece to their mobile phone and they're listening to Radio Biafra via Radio Biafra app. Some are listening via TuneIn app. Others are listening via www.rblworld.tv. Wherever you go to, people are listening to Radio Biafra because we are indeed exceptional. Nothing too spectacular, just that we speak the truth. At least, this is one place you can come to every day. You know the truth will be spoken. We are also trying to prepare our people to prepare for what is to come. If we fail to prepare, we will fail. The reason why we lost the war between 67 and 70 was because it came and we were not prepared. We now have time to prepare and we must do so. We are sticking to our timetable. We are not being rushed by anybody. Never, ever, ever. Don't get fazed by what idiots say. After all, why would you listen to somebody who one day is doing Biafra, the next day is asking you to join APC? Do you have brain at all in your head? How is that possible? Somebody is pursuing Biafra the next day. They are even ashamed to say they are Biafrans. They are looking for names. Southern Nigerian group, Upper Niger group, rubbish, nonsense. Who are you? When you ask me that question, I tell you I'm a Biafran. I don't change. I will never, ever change. When you ask me about the politics of the zoo, I will tell you they are monkeys. I don't play politics with baboons and orangutans. I don't do that. They are not intelligent enough for us to play politics with them. Amongst the family of Biafrans all over the world, IPOB, we are training people who can discern, people who can reason in a very special way. By the time we are done, people will see them and say, my goodness, these are not black African people. The way we reason will be different. If you reason that way, that is why you can build a city where there is light 24 hours a day, where there is running water, your schools are functioning. Today, I will show you that everything we preach on Radio Biafra is correct. Bar none. I will substantiate it by giving you the news they are reporting inside the zoo regarding what we are saying about the state of hopelessness that obtains in the damnable Zoological Republic of Nigeria. You must understand that. We must avoid our children joining the darkness that is APC. Very, very key. Some of them are going through Biafra. Some of them are deceiving themselves and lying to themselves. I don't condone evil. I hate liars. I hate deceivers. I hate cheats. Those filled or propelled by envy, greed, and jealousy, I want to kill all of them if I have the means to do so. I can't stand them. I believe in healthy competition and I welcome it. APC is evil. People are using Biafra. They call themselves Bilie Human Rights Initiative. They are using Biafra to recruit people for APC, Awosaful, and Boko Haram. If you allow your child or your daughter to be part of this charade, you are indeed a child of darkness. Here we represent the light. And that light is Biafra. To build a great civilization, there must be no compromise. And Biafra is no exception. Because we have taste, we have class. So why should we contaminate who we are by allowing ourselves to acquire that rather very disgraceful way of thinking in Africa? Mediocrity. I don't like mediocrity. You may not be rich. You don't have to be rich to be classy. You don't need to be. To have taste, you don't need to be very wealthy to do so. We are going to build a civilization. Biafra will be like a beacon. The reason why other people, even OAU, may kick against it is because we will set the bar so high that they can never meet it. The reason why Yoruba people will be against Biafra is because they know they can never compete. They know they can never match what we are capable of accomplishing with or without crude oil. We don't even need crude oil anyway. These are things you need to bear in mind. If we prepare, then we are free. If we fail to prepare, then Somalia is what faces us. If you don't know what Somalia is like, go there and have a look. Every condition now prevalent in Zoological Republic obtained in Somalia. Go to Somalia and have a look. Today, they cannot even be classified as civilized people because they cannot run a society. We don't want the same mess to befall us. We have Islam to the north. We have some Islam to the west. Biafrans must be very, very careful. Careful in the sense that now is the time to support. Now is the time to prepare. Now is the time for us to stock up on arms and ammunition. Now is the time for us to go and acquire enough bullets and bombs to defend our land, because Islam will come. Write it somewhere. They will come for us. It is in the nature of Islam to come, and they will come. We must be prepared. This is Radio Biafra. Some of their leaders may not want them to come because of oil, because of the oil they're enjoying. After all, they own all the oil blocks. As in Eba, some of them may say, our money is coming from Biafra land, so why upset the apple cart? But that is not the case. Even if they don't want it, we shall provoke it. Be rest assured. This is Radio Biafra. Before I go on any further to present these news headlines I promised you and accompanying news summary, I must bring to your attention that we run here a live interactive session, which means in simple terms that after the presentation of the news headlines and accompanying news summary, I will open these lines and you will be able to call Radio Biafra to offer your views, your opinion, and then the whole world will be able to hear you and also be able to make meaningful contribution. If you can afford a satellite for the people back home, please try and install one for them. It's less than £40, please. You can give them a satellite in Biafra land that they too may also be able to participate, because we are hoping against hope. I said against hope because we have too many things to do. We also need to be on television very, very shortly. Everything is falling into place. Don't worry about that. Everything is in place. There is nothing we have said we're going to do which we have not done before. Everything is falling into place. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We should continue, because that is the right thing to do. by way of headline today, with the time now standing at very close to, in fact, it is 7:30 p.m. here in the evening, and 8:30 p.m. in my country, in Biafra land, in West Africa. The news headlines. Ghana is now experiencing influx of monkeys from Nigeria due to security situation. By monkeys, I mean you're Nigerian. When somebody gets up and says, I am a Nigerian, that person is an animal. Lower than an animal. If they are doing very well, if they have a degree, they could be a monkey. If they have masters, they could maybe be an ape. You know what is ape? Or maybe chimpanzee. Masters, chimpanzee, PhD, ape. These are animals. You ask me why I call them animals, and I will tell you, because they are not capable of reasoning properly. And I can prove it. They don't have any light. No running water. They can't feed properly. They go to the dustbin to pick up food. Most of them are very poor, wretched, and hungry as we speak. That is why they are monkeys. When you're starving in the midst of plenty, you're a fool. When you are in the midst of plenty and you have majority of the people going hungry, they are being controlled with hunger, then you are indeed very, very poor. And I've been asking myself this question today. Do you know that white people are different from African people? I shouldn't just say white, I would say all other people around the world are different from black people. Do you know how and why? Do you know that black African people react to hunger differently from the way other people react to it as well? Are you aware of that? Do you know that? No, some of you don't know. But I will tell you. Do you know that in Europe or in Asia or in the Americas, when you starve the people en masse, when a majority of the people are hungry, do you know they get angry and they rebel against the authority that is obviously starving them? The same thing doesn't happen in Africa. In Africa, when somebody is hungry, you control that person. That was why black people made the perfect slaves in America. When a black African person is upset, angry, due to hunger, that is the time you control them best. Somebody wrote to me yesterday and said, people back home are too hungry. Be very, very careful with them. They will do anything to find something to eat. They can never come together and say, we are hungry. These governors and senators are the bane of our lives. Let's kill them and be free. No, never, ever, ever. Instead, if you come and give them one cup of rice and say, go and molest Mr. A, they will go and do it. You control black people with hunger. They are the only race in the world you can control with hunger. And the only other group of people you can do the same thing to are animals. Go and check anywhere in the world. That is why those of you that dance in the village, you can starve a goat for up to a week. This goat can see the knife in your hand that is going to chop off the head. But once you give the goat food at Haman, it will want to eat the food. During a dance, then you cut off the head. It knows if I have this food, I will outstretch my neck and my neck will fall off. It will still go for it because it's hungry. The only other people you can control with hunger are black people. In Biafra land, that will not happen. That is why here we educate you, we enlighten you. Go and check your history books. When you starve Europeans, they revolt against you. When you starve black people from Africa, you control them. They become very, very submissive. And because what that person wants is, oh God, can I just have something to eat? They will never fight for the collective good. Some of you know Che Guevara. That was why Che Guevara left Africa. He came to fight for liberation in Africa. But he left. He said, until you learn to put the need of collective freedom over and above the needs of the stomach, until then, you people can never be civilized. And he left Africa and went back to South America. Go and read your history books. This is Radio Biafra. Ghana experiencing influx of Nigerians due to security situation. We are going to look at that today. We are also reporting there are no signs that Nigeria will break up in 2015 according to the U.S. But people are running to Ghana. And you're saying there is no sign of breakup. Of course, most of them want to reduce your population. They are the people that gave you Ebola, they gave you HIV. They want you to stay so that the place will collapse like Somalia. Whereas Somalia was losing, I think it was about, say, Somalia lost in total, roughly around 4 to 5 million in total. when the zoo implodes, millions will die. The world population will shrink overnight by at least 50 million people will die. And then the rest will come to Europe to seek asylum. Britain is in one almighty mess. That is why the Scandinavian countries are now massively deporting our people, because they know that the zoo is collapsing this year. Once it does, even the people, the wretched rats running around, can now claim asylum properly. Can't you see? There before, they were begging for paper to show who they are so they can claim asylum. Now they think that by opening a radio station, they can stay. Very sad indeed. People without shame. There are no signs that the zoo will break up in 2015, according to the Americans. I believe. Police arrest lorry driver filled with ballot boxes. Police arrest lorry filled with ballot boxes in Ibadan. This is one good thing that black African people are good at: cheating and stealing. It has never occurred to anybody what democracy is all about. Going to vote for the best person you think represents your interest. That is the meaning of democracy. But once you bring it into Africa, they turn it upside down. Upside down. Everything is not the way it's supposed to be. And I keep asking myself, why in Africa are things upside down? They have gone to steal ballot boxes to rig election so that somebody can go into office and then steal money. Without certificate, mind you. And so that tomorrow they can be elder statesmen. They can be invited to the British House of Commons to come and speak on the fate of the monkeys in the Zoological Republic. Lorry arrested over ballot boxes missing in Ibadan. The same thing Awolowo did. Yorubas will know this. This thing happening now has happened before. The zoo cannot survive it. It can never survive. We continue. Boko Haram have now killed another 25 people, abducted many more in Yobe, and they are saying that the zoo will not break up. Why? People are so hungry, and even the U.S. understand the best way to control black people is through hunger. Through hunger, you can control them. Keep them hungry. Anything you ask a black person to do, he or she will do for you. Why? Because they just want to eat. It doesn't matter what you ask them to do. That is why Boko Haram will kill 25 people, abduct many more in Yobe. People carry on as if life is just normal. But keep listening to Radio Biafra, because here we educate you, we enlighten you. You will change eventually. One day some of you will see the light. Many of you have seen the light already and are prepared at the slightest command to do what is right. But most of you, or almost all of you, this is where you will want to get your consciousness to. Not to reason like a typical African person. If you reason like a black African, you are doomed to fail. Go and check anywhere in the world. That is why Africa is backwards. Once you reason like a typical black African monkey, you are finished. You must reason like a Biafran. The way we think is different. That is why nobody conquered us, and we never conquered anybody until our sins became too much, that God in heaven allowed the English to come and conquer us before we finished selling everybody. Arochukwu people. Religious crisis looms in Katsina over planned demolition of ECWA Church, which is Evangelical Christian of whatever of West Africa. Demolition. I have asked this question last year. Have you seen where they have ever demolished a mosque before? Simple question. The answer is no. And people are saying that the zoo will not break up. Churches are being demolished in the Zoological Republic. Client offered us 300,000 naira to kill a London-based Nigerian. Assassins arrested in Lagos, planning to kill somebody. I hope it is not that they can't be referring, because I'm not a Nigerian, so they can't be referring to me. But I'll be home in exactly 2 weeks' time. It doesn't matter. If you like, line up the whole place with assassins. It doesn't concern me. Chukwu Abiyama said there is a work to be done, and I'm going to do it. 2 weeks, I'll be there. I'll be broadcasting from Biafra land, mind you. We continue. Several mosques attacked in France. Many mosques have been attacked in France as French people pour out their anger against the Islamic savagery and brutality. Islam is savagery and brutality. Look at our African people are Islamic. Half of Yoruba is Islamic. Look at tiny Biafra where it is. They will swallow us. That is Hamehon Hapuran Yilo. Who's going to come to your rescue? Look at France. Is Obama helping them? By then, you'll be begging for weapons. Oh, can we have some guns to defend our land? Oh, Chokonese is under attack. Oh, well, can't you see what is happening there? I will just be laughing at all of you. If you come to me, you know me, I'll tell you to go to hell. You must be a fool to call me. Now is the time you have to prepare. If you don't prepare, Islam will overrun you. It's as simple as that. They need chaos to match. Islam cannot operate under normal civil circumstance. They need chaos to match. Go to Iraq, go to Afghanistan, go to Syria, go to Kurdistan, even in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, you go to Mali, you go to Egypt, you go to Libya, all these places taken over. They need chaos. Once there is chaos, they start marching. And you cannot compete with them. I'm telling you people, if you call yourself Igbo, Ibibio, Idoma, Ishikiri, Efik, I'm just telling you that your lives will never be the same again. Things are about to change this year for the worse, unless you prepare to preempt it, if not to be consumed. This is Radio Biafra. The people of France are now upset against Islam. I thought they said, let us live together in harmony. Islam is an Islam of peace. People are mad. They are sick in the head. Everybody knows that Islam is a bloodthirsty religion. Who doesn't know that? Bloodthirsty religion. They kill for the sake of killing. Just to kill people. Now I understand why heaven gave the glory of the world to Western Europe. One day you will understand it too. Black people are too backward and too evil. And all the other peoples of the world, Arabs, are too just plain too wicked. And they looked at the eastern part of, they said, no. The most, they are bad, yes, but they are tolerant. He gave it to the Western world. You hold on to this knowledge. This knowledge bank, hold on to it and manage it for mankind. Can you imagine if Saudi Arabia were to be as powerful as America, what would happen to everybody? They would behead everybody now. Everybody's head would be cut off. Don't you know that? People think sometimes that God is stupid. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Which is the only reason why I forgive Britain, because they're civilized. Despite their shortcomings, they are still a civilized society. 2015 campaign, Buhari denies donation from Arab countries. Arabs are involved. They want their Islamic state to be waxing strong. And, I look forward to the day when Awasa will start picking us off one after the other. I will celebrate. I'm telling you. I will celebrate. Because these are the alarm bells ringing everywhere. The alarm is going off every blessed day. But we fail to reason. We fail to think properly. We think that, why here men? But they are now, I was killed in the north. In Damaturu, remember? They bombed Sabongeri. Do you remember? You were going out, if you go out on the streets of Maiduguri, they will shoot you dead. Have you forgotten? Remember Nyanya Park bombing? How many times have you been killed? Somehow, you continue to wallow in stupidity. So, why should I cry if they kill you? I don't. After all, Ohaneze is there to make sure your useless corpse don't come home anyway. They will kill you in the north, and you will die there. We continue. Jonathan has abandoned Cross River and Abia states, according to Amechi, which is correct. Have you been to Aba before? Try going to Aba. If you go to Aba, I promise you, you'll have a running stomach. Because Aba is dirty. Everybody in Aba is dirty. Because you cannot live on top of dustbin and then you tell me you're clean. It's impossible. The whole of Aba is dirty. Go and have a look at it. And then you will know that... If you want to buttress what I'm saying about black people, how you can control them with hunger, how the Europeans used hunger to basically get black people to work for them for free for 200 years, go to Aba. Abba reminds you that there is a level of cowardice we have in us black people that worries me. I hope that our volunteers are really, really, you know, that they have the heart to do this work with us. If you go to Abba and you are not upset, you have not rioted, then there is something wrong with you. I want to understand why. Abba is not in a mess. Abba is mess itself. Go there and have a look. The person in charge is called Ochendo Global. He's an Ibeku man. But some people were not designed to even attend commercial school. You know, the useless sector they call commercial school. Some people should not have gone to school either. To just learn AB, no, they shouldn't have. They just sat at home and maybe done palm wine tapping. Ochendo Global should have been a palm wine tapper. The worst thing to ever happen to the people of Abia State. Go to Abba, you see it for yourself. This is Radio Biafra. Tension in Ekiti over sack of assembly workers. Things are happening there. There is controversy in Ekiti. People are dying every blessed day of hunger, poverty, and disease. Why? Because they are black people from Africa. They never get upset. Even if they do, they get upset with the wrong people. The people oppressing them never. In fact, they even get to love them after a while. That is why every day I hammer on this same issue. Because Biafra can never be that way. Instead, let us pack our bags and go back home and sleep and do something else. Sultan of Sokoto tells the federal government of the Zoological Republic to stop financing pilgrimage. I don't know if you recall. This is one of the high points of Radio Biafra. We say to them all the time, how come despite you owning 96% of the oil wells, even the 4% that is shared amongst other people, the government still dip their hands there to fund trips to Mecca and Medina. So when you come back, you answer Al-Hajj. At least now they understand it. This is to prove to you that Radio Biafra message is traveling too far. They are listening. They know we hold them. I, Jindia, Bojo, don't worry about that. We are coming. This is only the preamble. We are coming. We know what we're doing. Step by step. It is not coming from Radio Biafra. It is coming from people that say that they are lecturers. Do you know what a lecturer said? Everybody listens to Radio Biafra, I'm telling you. Nigerian universities are just hopeless, according to a lecturer. Oh, God in heaven. Even the Universities Commission, they have said that Nigerian universities, they don't have proper lecturers. That is why some... Oh, where did you serve? Oh, I served at Akure. I did my youth service school. Somebody, a university graduate, doesn't know the difference between live and leave. They don't know the difference between leave, which is to exist, L-I-V-E, and to leave, which is to leave a place, to walk away. Hey, yeah, snake a man on your better. Oh, God in heaven. Oh, Lord. Nigerian universities are basically hopeless. The Nigerian Universities Commission, they're saying it. I tell you that everybody's listening to what we're saying. We are also going ahead this evening to bring this information as well. That people are listening. The reason why I'm bringing this segment of this is to show you that everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Do you know what I've done now? The government of Jonathan have now awarded 1 billion naira contract. Hooray! To build sewage system. Because I have been castigating them that you cannot have a town without sewage system. Do you know what Jonathan did? Maybe to... send that person he sends all the time to inbox me to say, can't you see we are now building sewage system? They are now to build a sewage system. Everybody listens to us, you see. Everybody. Everybody does. Even Jonathan is now building sewage or planning to or announce plans. It doesn't mean he's going to do it. And also the Charlie Hebdo attack. Manhunt continues in France. French people are still crying. They're attacking us. They're complaining. They're wallowing. They now understand. they now understand the meaning of Islam. In France, Islam means behead, kill, blood. Now you people can see what Israel has been suffering, isn't it? Europeans are very funny. They were voting to recognize Palestine unilaterally, contravening international laws and trying to infringe upon the biblical boundaries of Israel. They said Israel is bad. Leave Hamas. Hamas is I think it was in France. They said Hamas is a religious group. They share milk and a carton of sugar. Now they are being hit very, very hard. Now they understand how hard it is. This is what Israel goes through all the time. The world never, ever cared to understand. Today it is happening. Today it is happening to France, of all people. And they must bear it. Exhibiting Africans like animals in Norway's human zoo. This is an old article, but I felt I should go and reflect upon it to remind us of our status. Africans are being exhibited like animals in Norway's human zoo. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. If you behave like a monkey, they will give you branch to swing from tree to tree. It is not their fault. I never blame other people for my own shortcomings. You face it squarely. We Africans have been stupid. That is why they exhibit us like animals, which we are, frankly. Isn't it? Do you have running water in your village? No. Do you have engineers from your village that read electrical engineering? Yes. And why don't you have light? Because Oxfam hasn't come yet from England. We are indeed daft, honestly. This is Radio Biafra. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Get up and do something about it. This is not a place for feeling sorry. Oh, we invented this. Oh, we... Rubbish. People talk so much rubbish. You invented ignorance and stupidity. You didn't invent nothing. Waiting for Oxfam to come and give you drinking water. To sink borehole for you. Disgraceful. Very, very shameful. It's only now, after listening to Radio Biafra, that Jonathan is beginning to build or wanting to build a sewage plant. Only now. Because that you cannot build a town and claim you are civilized without a proper drainage sewage system. It is impossible. The Romans had it over 3,000 years ago. Does that make sense now? It should. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We should continue. Boko Haram crisis, Nigeria's Baga town hit by new assault. They are still attacking this Baga town. Like a bunch of baggers or whatever it is. The news in Greater Desert is Radio Biafra. When our lines open, the number to call will remain +447831308376. When we open, I'm about to bring the accompanying news summary. Not yet. But when our lines open, write these numbers down, +447831308376. We are also on +442081339976. Skype is Radio Biafra, and the other Skype line is Radio Biafra 1. We also happen to be on Viber, and it is the same, +447831308376. Now the news in greater detail. The combination of tense political atmosphere and the Boko Haram insurgency has triggered a notable movement of the monkeys called Nigerians into West African neighbor Ghana. Nigerians are now relocating to Ghana. Amazing stuff. This was revealed to an Accra-based radio station, City FM, by the president of the all-Nigerian community in Ghana, Moses Owaru. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Owaru said, even though Ghana is already home to many Nigerians, that means monkeys and baboons, there has been a notable influx in the past few weeks. He said this can primarily be attributed to a rather fragile security situation prevailing in the country at the moment. Nigerians, I'm quoting him direct, Nigerians are coming to Ghana. Yes, I agree that the rate has increased, he said. The issue of security in the zoo, Boko Haram is also making people come to Ghana, he said. According to him, many Nigerian students also continue to go to Ghana to study, especially at the university level. Some students are also coming to Ghana, so I wouldn't say that it's just because of the election that is why they are coming to Ghana, he remarked. Nigeria goes to the polls in February to elect a new leader, those without certificate, that is, and legislators. President Goodluck Jonathan is being challenged by a former military head of state, General Muhammadu, a coup plotter. He was a coupist. This man truncated a democratically elected government. And people are running to Ghana because it feels safe. Why is Ghana safe? Because Jerry Rawlings killed all the bad people in there. This same process, your ordinary average Nigerian cannot reason to do the same thing. Why are people running to Ghana? Because in Ghana, they had the likes of Babangida, Obasanjo, Atiku, Abdul Salami Abubakar, Buhari, Shagari, El Sultan of Sokoto. They had all these people. Shonekan, they named them. Iwanyawo, Kueme, they had them. But do you know what Jerry Rawlings did in order to make Ghana habitable for people? These are the things that ordinary people should have done, but they didn't do it. They never embarked on a revolution because they are African people. They don't do revolution in Africa. But if you do, they want to benefit from it. What did Rawlings do? He has a Scottish, he has a white blood in him, mind you. Maybe that is, he got it from the mother's side. The white blood in him is telling him that revolution is the only way forward. What did this half African, half Scottish man do? He proceeded to kill corrupt politicians in Ghana. Today, corrupt politicians in the zoo called Nigeria, they are running to Ghana to go and have, in fact, there used to be electricity until a while, Hausa man took over. They are going for security. They say Ghana is good. Why? People, these monkeys from Nigeria never ask themselves, why is Ghana good? Because they killed all their bad people. That is why Ghana is good. Ghana becoming good didn't fall from heaven. They killed the bad people. Do you want where you come from to be good? Go and kill the corrupt politicians. Kill them. Governors, senators. Kill all of them and the place will be good overnight. That is all. When you go to the farm to go and plant, you plant something and weed will come, wouldn't it? The weed will come. And then what do you do when the weed comes? You weed it out or else it will choke the plants to death. The same thing is happening in Biafra, in the restoration of Biafra. There will be bad, evil people. There will be bad people. Can you identify them and kill them off before they kill off the whole thing that you're pursuing? That is your assignment. People are running to Ghana. Look at how they're saying it publicly and with pride. We are now living in Ghana. The situation is not very good. Why are you in Ghana? Because the likes of Ghana's own Babangida is dead. They killed him. They were all executed publicly. All the bad people in Ghana executed in the public. Can you do the same thing? No. If Babangida buys 4 bags of rice now, what happens to you? You run to him and take 1 cup of rice. The zoo will always be a zoo. We continue. There are no signs that the zoo will break up in 2015. The United States government has said there are no signs that the zoo will break up before, during, or after February general elections. The U.S. ambassador to the zoo, who incidentally has his own oil well. You know, that's what Nigeria does. Every American ambassador to Nigeria, once you leave office, you become a multi-millionaire. Why? Because you are being given oil concession so that you'll be speaking good about maintaining the territorial integrity of the Zoological Republic called Nigeria. Most of you don't know this. The American ambassador, every American ambassador to Nigeria have always left the office a millionaire. The same thing applies to British High Commissioners. So that is why Britain and America, the ambassadors will always tell you, oh, Nigeria is not going to break up. We want it to remain as one. Why? Because the more Nigeria stays, the more anybody who comes will be a millionaire. So why break up something so fraudulent that as soon as you come, you'll become a millionaire? Why do something like that? Why? That tells you. The United States government has said there are no signs that the zoo will break up before, during, or after the elections. U.S. Ambassador to the zoo, Mr. James Entwistle, is a Hausa lover, this man. Alakoba lover, he is. A staunch Islamic supporter, Mr. Entwistle. He stated this in Lagos on Thursday during an interactive session with journalists on the recent donation of a U.S. naval ship. No, it is not a U.S. naval ship. It is a U.S. Coast Guard cutter. It is not a naval ship, please. It's U.S. Coast Guard. Refitted U.S. abandoned boat. Not U.S. Vessel, please. He was talking with Nigerian Navy. He, however, said Nigeria was facing big challenges, but said the present problems were surmountable. I have been plagued by the question on Nigeria's possible disintegration in 2015, and I have gone back to look, and I can't find any government report that said Nigeria would disintegrate in 2015. Maybe something tank or somebody outside the government said it. I don't know. But in my opinion, as the USA ambassador to this country, I am not worried in the least. Of course, your money is flowing, Mr. Ambassador. You're a rich man. Your money, your oil is coming from Biafra land. You park your tanker and they take oil and they go away and they sell for you. You're a billionaire. After all, some of us are living in your country. Why do we want to leave? We are, at least we have light. We have running water. We live in a house that will not crumble or fall on top of us. So, why shouldn't you want America to continue? The same way he wants the zoo to continue because he is making money from the zoo. Most of you don't know because, of course, aren't we animals? What do we know? The ambassador owns oil block. Tell them that is what you heard on Radio Biafra. Investigate it. You see it is true. Every American ambassador have always left a multi-millionaire based on Biafran oil. And they are thinking, no, when Biafra comes, Biafrans won't give us that oil. It's our Fulani. You know, the state of corruption is so beautiful that, you know, it's great. You know, that's what the British love about the place, you know. It's so corrupt. They can pack their tanker and take oil and not pay. As we were telling you before, until it became apparent that people don't pay for the crude oil anyway. They come, put their tanker and they take, and they move on. They move on. Our lines are not yet open, please. Therefore, I crave your indulgence not to call Radio Biafra yet. Our lines are not yet open. When our lines open, I shall let you know. And upon the conclusion of this very new summary, I will invite the head of the Directorate of State, Uchenna Asiebu, to please try and make an announcement. But before then, he should also wait at the end of this new summary. He will be able to speak to all of us. He has something to say. We've been told. Police arrest lorry filled with ballot boxes in Ibadan. The lorry was arrested, not the driver, maybe. The police in Oyo State arrested a lorry conveying ballot boxes around 2 a.m. in Ibadan on Wednesday. The ballot boxes were said to belong to INEC for the general election in February. The arrest of the boxes caused an uproar in the state political circles as politicians were eager to know if the boxes were filled up or empty. People don't feel ashamed. Look at the type of discussion people are having in a place or amongst a group of people that claim they are civilized. The election they claim is going to hold next month. And that same election which we are calling for a total and complete boycott. They said it's been, we don't know if it is empty or filled up. Politicians are asking. Are these human beings? Are you sure? Are you sure people that say are they normal? Do you think these are, maybe they're aliens, you know? They have not voted yet, but ballot boxes everywhere, floating up and down. And these are official INEC ballot boxes used for, they want to rig elections. The American end to whistle will not see this one. The U.S. ambassador, no, he doesn't see it. Boko Haram beheading, no, they don't see it. The country should go, why? Because of your personal oil interest. Americans who are listening must bring the ambassador to order. The zoo is crumbling. The arrest of the boxes, mind you, not the driver. You just arrest the box. It's the box that committed the offense. The arrest of the boxes caused an uproar in the state's political circles as politicians were eager to know if the boxes were filled up or empty. At some point, media reports said a certain political party working with INEC owned the boxes, which were filled with empty thumb-printed ballot boxes. However, after further investigation, the police released the lorry after confirming the boxes belonged to INEC and was meant for general election next month. According to a source, a trailer carrying a 40-foot container with registration number FKJ, whatever it is, was actually impounded by the police. But after a thorough check, it was cleared and released. What do you expect? Do the police work in the zoo? They are even more corrupt than corruption itself. The zoo is replete with evil and corruption. Suspected Boko Haram insurgents yesterday launched reprisal attacks on residents in Katako village in Gujba, local government area of Yobe State, killing over 25 people, abducted women, children, and burned several buildings. Katako village is located about 21 kilometers south of Damaturu, the state capital. It has been gathered that the insurgents stormed the village on reprisal after being attacked by a team of hunters that killed their men and recovered two Hilux vans, arms, and ammunition. A prominent politician in the village, Alhaji Goni Katako, told a newspaper that over 25 people were killed and that women and children were kidnapped by the insurgents who began their raid around 4 p.m. My wife and six children are among several women and female adults abducted by the insurgents, he said. They mercilessly butchered our people and killed many with guns. The military men around tried to repel them, but they were overpowered by the militants, he said. He said that the hunters attacked Boko Haram stronghold in Gujba town when they ambushed their leader, Amer, and killed some of the militants, fueling the reprisal by the group. A resident who escaped to Damaturu said the insurgents fled the victim before killing, they tied the victims rather before killing them. Two of my nephews were slaughtered in my presence. I cannot tell how I escaped their onslaught, she said. And the American ambassador says, oh, no, there is no problem. Why? Because his bank account keeps rising every day. After all, these are baboons. What difference does it make? It doesn't mean anything. That is international diplomacy for you, American style. Religious crisis looms in Katsina over planned demolition of Ekwa Church. Following a three-day notice by the Katsina State Urban and Regional Planning Board to demolish the over 99-year-old Ekwa Church headquarters, which also has a school and staff quarters, a serious religious crisis is said to be looming in Matazu area of Matazu local government area of Katsina State. A member of Ekwa Church, who pleaded anonymity, told journalists on Wednesday in Abuja that the planned demolition is already generating tension that could cause a religious crisis. That already the state government is said to be preparing to construct a road that will pass through the church compound. Awosa Fulani. They want to build a road to pass through a church compound that has been in existence for over 99 years. And what I'm asking them is this. Who amongst you ever in the past have heard about a mosque being demolished? The answer is no. So if you don't know that the zoo is an Islamic country, now you know. They will destroy the church. And what will you do about it? Nothing. You yap and you moan, and that's the end of it. The Islamic life of the zoo continues unabated. Continues unabated. We continue. The Lagos State Police Command has arrested four suspected assassins for allegedly agreeing to kill a London-based Nigerian. It was learned that the suspects agreed to carry out the deed after they were promised. They were not paid, though. They were promised only 300,000 naira by their client. Informant learned that the four suspects, Salami Afiz, Dare Akinyemi, Fatai Olunje, and Taiwo Akinyemi, were apprehended in the Mushu area of the state on December 11, 2014, by operatives of the Command Special Anti-Robbery Squad. It has been gathered that a police detective had gone undercover as a prospective client to be able to locate the hideout of the suspects. The police revealed that the suspected assassins were hired to kill a Nigerian who resided in London and was planning to visit home. The police added that the cop who contacted the gang wanted to be sure that the gang had guns and therefore asked them to produce their weapons, which the gang allegedly did. It has been learned that the detective, however, led the police to arrest the gang members in their hideout before they could carry out the operation. 300,000 to kill somebody from London. Interesting stuff. There have been several attacks against mosques in France after the terrorist attack on the satire magazine Charlie Hebdo on Wednesday, according to French authorities. No one has been injured in the attacks. In Le Mans, an exercise grenade was thrown at a mosque, reports the newspaper La Ouste, whatever it's called, in a French newspaper rather. No one has been arrested after the attack, but the area is blocked off. In Villefranche, outside Lyon, an explosion went off at a cafe near a mosque. Neither was anyone arrested. I fear this may be linked to the dramatic incident yesterday, says the mayor of Villefranche, Bernard Perrou, who was at the scene shortly after the explosion. He was talking to the French newspaper Le Progrès. Wednesday night, two shots were fired at a Muslim prayer room in south of France, according to the newspaper Midi Libre. It is happening now in France. They now know what is facing them, but too little, too late. Like Britain, they have been consumed by Islam. They are finished. France is finished. They will try, but there is nothing anybody can do about it. People should prepare for more beheadings to come. The All Progressives Congress APC presidential candidate General Muhammadu Buhari has denied reports of possible campaign donations from Arab countries ahead of the forthcoming presidential election next month. Speaking with journalists yesterday in Abuja, the convener of the meeting of the Buhari support groups and chief of staff to the APC presidential candidate, Colonel Hamid Ali, who debunked the allegation, said, "It is not true. I am part of it. I am in the center of it. And I don't know of any Arab man that has spoken to us. So it is untrue. It is false." But Buhari has gone around taking money from Arab people. After all, Al-Qaeda gave money to Atiku Abubakar, didn't he? Has any of you asked the American ambassador who was saying that the zoo will not break up? Is it not the same CIA and America? Was it not in your office they found the memo that said that Atiku Abubakar is being financed by Al-Qaeda? Have you forgotten the same report came from your office? The same thing is happening here. Buhari is being financed by Arab people. The Arab world, they are interested in Islamizing all of you, which is going to come. And the man doesn't have any certificate. Have you noticed how Yoruba newspapers no longer talk about Buhari's certificate? Why? Because they own the print media. If Yorubas don't talk about something, that thing dies off. People have now forgotten that Buhari has no certificates. The law says you must have certificate. Buhari, where is your certificate? The answer is he didn't go to school. Somehow, they will allow him to run. And when they allow him to run, then it means you don't have regard for the law. Therefore, anybody breaking the law cannot be held accountable if the state itself don't know how to uphold the law. The law says certificate. So how come you don't have any certificate to run, but he's a Hausa man and the British are behind him and he will run? Once you're Islamic, I was a Fulani, British will adopt you. He will run and there's nothing anybody would do about it. The Director General of Buhari Campaign Organization and River State Governor Rotimi Amaechi has insisted that the federal government of the zoo has abandoned and impoverished Cross River State, even though its governor was not fighting them as they have alleged that he is. Because if you fight Jonathan, even the statutory allocation is supposed to get, you won't get it anymore. Because it's a democracy with a hint of dictatorship. If we find you not to be amenable to PDP, we cut off your funding. Even though the law says that this is the amount you're supposed to get every blessed month. So they're saying that Cross River and Abia State have been abandoned. Why would it not be abandoned? That man, T.A. Oji, is laughable. Laughable, laughable. We must continue. A fresh controversy has ensued in Ekiti State House of Assembly over alleged sacking of 180 workers by the Ayo Fayose-led government of the PDP. The affected workers were said to have been employed by the immediate past governor, Kayode Fayemi. It was learned that the PDP-led government made a directive through the speaker of the 7 PDP members of the House, Dele Olugbemi. In his defense, Olugbemi said those affected were improperly employed by Fayemi at the twilight of his administration, 180 people sacked in that very place. The Sultan of Sokoto is now telling the zoo to stop financing pilgrimage. Most of you never knew this before until we brought it to your attention. Do you know that you are the people paying for all the malams going to answer Al-Hajj when they come back from Mecca? Most of you did not know. Do you know you cannot drink beer, Golda, in Kano? But they charge VAT. If you drink Golda elsewhere, you pay VAT. Do you know that your VAT you're paying, drinking a bottle of beer, goes towards financing our Fulani pilgrims going to Mecca when they come back to answer Al-Hajj? You never knew that. Only on Radio Biafra. We have, of course, we did hammer them 2 years ago over this very issue. Today, after nearly 2 years, the Sultan is now saying that they should stop financing pilgrimages for Nigerians. Do you understand it? A country that is poor, you pay people to go to Mecca and even give more money to Saudi Arabia, who is already rich. Only black people can do this. Only black people. The Sultan of Sokoto stated this while presenting the 2014 pilgrimage report to President Jonathan in Abuja on Wednesday. The Sultan called on the federal government to set up a technical committee to come up with strategies that will make pilgrimages self-sustaining. On the 2014 Hajj site, the Sultan said it was successful in spite of the Ebola virus scare, which prevented it. Why is Jonathan receiving the head of Islam to tell him about people that traveled to go and perform religious pilgrimage? What has that got to do with national life in any country that calls itself civilized? But of course, this zoo can never be civilized. Jonathan at the State House, receiving the Sultan of Sokoto, who has come to brief him on pilgrims. I don't understand the type of planet these idiots inhabit. I don't understand it. There is another country that does this, you know. Only the animals from the Zoological Republic. We continue to hammer them every blessed day. At least this is one. Even him has not come out to say, no, people should finance. If you want to answer an Al-Hajj, you go to Mecca, you come back, you start to answer Al-Hajj because you have performed Hajj. If you're a woman, you answer Al-Hajja or Hajjia, whatever rubbish it is. Who is paying? Jonathan is paying. Now, where is the money coming from to pay for people going on pilgrimage? From Biafra crude oil. Now, how about the children of Biafra? Who is paying for them to travel abroad to go and hustle and be gate man and do care work and do cleaning work in order to survive and send Western Union or MoneyGram back to their parents at home to feed? You walk through the desert. Are you following what I'm saying? You have to walk through the desert to get to Europe, to work hard, to send money to your village for your parents to eat. But how was that people they relax once a year? They go and collect their ticket and their pocket money from the pilgrims board and they jet off. On whose money? On your money from your village. But where are you? You're a cleaner somewhere in London. Very sad indeed. Nigerian universities, they lack quality all round. The report of the needs assessment of Nigerian universities has shown that less than 50% of their lecturers have doctorate degrees. The National Universities Commission, which said this yesterday, added that inadequate teaching staff in the right mix and quality has negative effect on accreditation performance of universities. In simple English, which means Nigerian universities are rubbish, according to Nigerian Universities Commission, not Radio Biafra. I told you. Anything we tell you here is gospel. After a while, people confirm it, that what we're saying is correct. It's here now. Nigerian Universities Commission, that lecturers are rubbish. So, the quality of education that comes out is garbage. That's what they said, not us. anything you hear on this place. You may not believe it at first, but it's gospel. A country where a graduate cannot make one simple correct sentence in any language at all. Aqua graduate. Oh. The federal government of the Zoological Republic awards 1 billion contract for sewage in Guzape district of the Federal Capital Territory in Abuja. The government of the zoo on Wednesday approved the award of 1 billion naira contract for the construction of sewage facilities in Guzape district of the FCT, which is Federal Capital Territory, which is Abuja. This was the outcome of the weekly Federal Executive Council meeting presided over by President Goodluck Jonathan. So when I tell you Jonathan listens to Radio Biafra, now you can believe me. He presided, he said, we must build sewage. There is no sewage. Radio Biafra, there is no sewage. Let's build one. Now they are going to build a sewage plant. Everybody listens to us. Everybody does. Including Obama. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. If you don't listen, that means you don't love the truth. If you love the truth, you come here. This is where you listen to the truth and be part of what is happening all over the world. This is where you belong. There is a manhunt going on in France. French Interior Minister, 9 people detained in investigation of Paris shooting. 2 men who looked like suspects spotted in the area north of Paris on Thursday morning. Police were sent to the area after reports of sightings, and also 88,000 army police officers mobilized all around France. 88,000 to hunt these people down. These vagabonds, Islamic vagabonds there. French police intensified their manhunt on Thursday for 2 heavily armed brothers who allegedly killed 12 people in an attack on satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo as the government raised the terror alert in the area north of Paris where they searched. The country remained on edge as President Francois Hollande met with top ministers at Elysee Palace to discuss the crisis, and Parisians stopped for a moment of silence to remember those killed in one of the deadliest attacks in the city for decades. After stalking the offices of Charlie Hebdo with AK-47s, methodically shooting their targets, the suspects evaded authorities and made their way out of Paris. Authorities say police have deployed hundreds of officers searching an apartment in the northeastern city of Rennes overnight. On Thursday, they were looking more closely in the nearby Aisne region, about 50 miles north of Paris. Too little, too late. More Islam will come to France and they'll kill more French people. Next month in Norway, a human zoo will open. In fact, as we speak right now, there is a human zoo in Norway. It is a reenactment of the voyeuristic exhibitions of Africans that took place during the colonial era. The organizers aim to spark discussion on the legacy of racism and colonialism, but they have overlooked the pain and humiliation this may bring. But Africans deserve to be humiliated. They love being humiliated. They love it. Are you not gate men, cleaner, street sweeper, graduates sweeping streets of Europe? If you make yourself ice cream, little kids will lick you up. You have insulted yourself. You have no right to dignity. If you're upset as an African, change your condition. As simple as that. I don't believe in begging. If they would like, they can even exhibit them more. They can exhibit them more in Norway, human zoo of Africans, disgracefully parading their ignorance. I don't condone evil. The ignorance in Africa is patently evil. I don't like it. Bodies lay strewn on the streets of a key northeastern Nigerian town following an assault by militant Islamist, officials have told the BBC. The Boko Haram group attacked Baga town on Wednesday after overrunning a military base there on Saturday. They said almost the entire town has been touched and the militants were now raiding nearby areas, they added. Boko Haram launched a military campaign in 2009 to create an Islamic state. It has taken control of many towns and villages in the northeastern part of the zoo in the last year. How, therefore, can you elect a president when swathes of territory is under Islamic Boko Haram control? How is that possible? But only in the zoo they make things happen. That concludes our news presentation this very evening. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, our lines are open. If you have anything to say, You are more than welcome to say it once again. The number to call remains +44783130836. I repeat, +44 or 0044 783130836. We are also on +44 208 133 9976. We happen to be on Skype on Radio Biafra, all lowercasing, Radio Biafra, all lowercasing, and also Radio Biafra 1. People are calling us all over the place already. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Can they hear me? I believe they can. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Radio Biafra.
No, they are not paying attention, are they? I am going straight over to the phone line to +44208 133 9976. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Then give me your name and where you're calling us from, please, if you may.
My name is Peter Opara from Hungary.
You're calling us from Hungary. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, very much. The question is, so what are all these thoughts? All these men of God, women of God, and our Catholic bishops of Nigeria doing when all these Islamists are coming and all they do is liberation, just liberate their mind and get free out of this religious imperialism.
Yes, you're asking, but that is why we are here. We keep asking the same question all the time. Nobody knows why black people are the way they are. That is why, don't blame the pastors, blame the people that go to these churches. They must know they are wasting their time, but they go there because it's the easiest way to do something, rather than go to a laboratory to try and design something and create something and be awake at night computing. They believe that by going to Pentecostal church, somehow if they open the door, Jesus Christ will throw something down from heaven for them. That is the mind of a black person. You don't blame the pastors, blame the people that go to those useless churches. Can you hear me? Yes, I believe we have dealt with that. We have answered that. This is Radio Biafra. We are going over to the line. When you call us, please turn your system down. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You cannot. Why is this thing jumping out? I can't understand it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Timirako. I'm from Imo State.
What is your proper name for the last time before I cut off this line? This is Radio Biafra. We don't joke here. What is your proper name? What is the meaning of miracle?
Yes, I can hear you.
What is your name? What is your name? What is your name? For the last time, what is your name?
I can hear you.
He says his name is Miracle. That is the effect of the hopeless church they attend. Some of these morons is unbelievable. Unbelievable. You would have thought that after all the struggle, the so-called independence and all that rubbish, that people will at least begin to reason properly like human beings. But lo and behold, people are just plain daft. Very, very daft indeed. The caller on Skype, on Viber, can you hear me? Turn your system down. I cannot take your call. If your system is loud, I cannot take your call. We are not here to play games. I can't take your call. If you must turn your system down if you want to speak on Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, not at all. Not at all. These are possibly, or should I say probably, all new callers. That is the problem. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
People just call, they want to hear their own voice. Why that is the case, I have no clue. I have no idea. And as some people were suggesting before that, maybe I need to get somebody to actually take this call. I will not answer calls raw. Somebody will need to filter the calls and then pass them on to me. because people calling direct and wanting to hear their voice is sometimes slightly irritating. We have not had any meaningful conversation this evening from anybody calling Radio Biafra. And when I say things about black people, most of you don't quite understand. There is something wrong with us. Something seriously wrong with us. We need to be able to reason properly. We need to reason properly. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot. I don't know what is going on. I have no idea. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Of course I can hear you, my director.
Turn your system down, turn it down. I keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over. People remain the way they are. They don't want to do anything about it, please. When you call Radio Biafra, endeavor to turn your system down. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. We have people calling us. They don't want to turn their systems down. How can we take your call? How can we take your call if you can't turn your system down? Then I will proceed with the presentation of the news, and then after that, we try and close. If people cannot obey simple instruction and turn their system down when they call us. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah. My name is Eze Anayo.
Eze Anayo, where are you calling from?
Yes. I'm originally from Osaka, Biafra land. I'm calling from Erlangen, Germany.
You're calling from Germany?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Director, I just want to appreciate you for this. You've been doing a very wonderful work, and it takes stamina, and it takes a very high propensity to coordinate such a program, because one thing about we human beings is that a lot of people find it difficult to commence
a project. Africa, not human beings.
But when somebody commences a project...
It's African people. Africa, not human beings. Don't say. Don't insult other races, please. It's only
I know. But even at the end of this struggle, and which... By his grace, Biafra comes to stay. Biafra is still a macrocosm of Africa. So I'm not. Sometimes I can understand your agitation.
It can never
the way
be.
You know.
It can never
the
be.
Way.
It can never be.
Sorry?
It can never be. Biafra can never be like any other African country. If it is, then we should better go home and go and sit down. If Africa is going to turn out like any other useless black African country.
I'm also with you, you know, because I in everything I'm doing, I like working with, you know, men of, you know, a great stamina, you know, real men with those who are critical thinkers, you know. So, Imana, most times, most of the programs, you've been emphasizing on also how our people behaves. And sometimes if you keep money and you keep Bible, our people would rather go for money and forget about the Bible, you know. So, on this struggle, I will really also be very glad if at the end of the day, there will be, just like what you normally say, a massive screening of potential people, not just people who will preach one thing and at the end of the day, they are doing something else. Because
something
most of us, a lot of people are still not, they've not yet recovered from all what Wazirike did. You know, so some of them, they still believe that, okay, we hope that this will not still end up this way. But from every indication, especially today's program has been, I mean, with all what we've been highlighting upon, they are just very wonderful and eye-opening. Because I personally, I've been following you. I have all your archives, all the programs, all the broadcasting from years back. I have them on my file. So each day I visit, and today is my first time I'm calling, even though I called 2 days ago and it was already the end of the program. You asked me to call back again. And also, Director, I would be very happy if, of course, we know that this is a platform at which Radio Biafra tends to be very transparent in whatever we are doing. Fine, it's a wonderful foundation, because without this kind of a foundation, we will not build what we are aspiring to build. I would also advise if some sensitive issues will not be aired or will not be discussed on air, especially if it comes to our defense fund, because no matter what, we may engage in our account to just be like our database, because no matter what, the whole world are listening. So for me, our defense fund issue should be discussed at every national meetings, and also there should also be a specific
Yes, can you hear me?
Specific way.
Yes.
If
how can
we just be like Hello?
Yes, yes, I can hear you now. I lost you briefly. Please go ahead.
Okay. So we should also have a database at which to every week or every day there will be a code at which you will communicate with all the heads of the states in every country. There will always be, like, for example, in this week or in this month, there will be a subheadings of what you would like each and every of the national coordinators to discuss at every meeting. That one will be like our database, which is not necessarily that we need to start earning those topics on air, because at this moment, even with the Hausas, the Yorubas, and other people who are the enemies of Biafrans, they are listening attentively, and it will not augur well if they capitalize on our project, or maybe probably on what we are planning to do, especially on that area of the defense force. So this is for now. There are a lot of things we need to always discuss, but I know I may not have the chance to discuss everything now, but as time goes on, they will continue to unleash potential ideas that will really give us edge this time around. Because for me also, if going is going and there's no going back, because for me, I can survive in any part of the world, even though I live in Germany, I'm a missionary student here, but I know in all this struggle now is basically for our children and also our children to come. So I will also be glad to be part of those who will make this evergreen change or legacy in life. And at the end of the day, we give God Almighty, Chukwabama, the whole glory. So once again, thank you for this, and please, we're good that you always don't be, sometimes some of us are first time callers, so the way you put those rules across to us,
thank you very much. Thank you. All I'm asking you to do is to please turn your system down. That's what I asked for. We can walk through the rest of the protocol. As long as your system is down, you can hear me, I can hear you, I can talk you through if I'm not hearing you very well. I am prepared to be as patient as I can be, but always turn your system down. We are going over to Skype. Can you hear me? The head of the Directorate of State, Uchenna Nasiebu, is with me. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening from Victoria, Spain.
Thank you very much, and good evening also from the United Kingdom. Go ahead.
Yes, Director. Good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Good afternoon and good morning, wherever it may be. And this evening, I will be announcing the committee that we see to the opening of our embassy in Victoria, Spain. Before then, I want to announce we received a sad story from United Arab Emirates, one of our own, our dear brother, Mr. Chibuzo Francis Nwaka, has been arrested yesterday by the police for immigration issues. And I want to tell our brothers in UAE, we are leaving no stone unturned. I will be preparing a memo, as a matter of fact, before 12 o'clock tomorrow. I will be sending a memo to you, which you will proceed to the authority. And our brother must be released. I said our brother must be released. I want to tell the world how we practice on Rubenwane Abanoso. There is no way we will leave him. We must make sure that he is released. I will be sending the memo from the headquarters here in Victoria tomorrow to you. You proceed, IK and your team, you must get ready and get our brother Chibuzo Francis Nwaka released with immediate effect. Let me go straight to the announcement. These are the 5-man committee members that we see to the opening of our embassy on the 28th of February 2015. The chairman of this committee will be our national coordinator in United States. The person of Mr. Innocent Maramu Kochuku will be the chairman. While the secretary will be our own dear brother, who happens to be the secretary of our commander, Obioma Ebere will be the secretary of this committee. Our national coordinator in Spain, Emmanuel Wadike, will be a member of this committee. Christian Wosu, who happens to be the national coordinator of our indigenous people of Biafra, In India, we be a member of this committee. Why the last but not the least, Mr. Sonny Wachuku, who is the zonal coordinator of IPOB in Victoria, Spain, will be a member of this committee. This is the five-man committee of this group. You must make sure everything is in place. And you will report to Chike Edozie, who in turn will report to our COC. These are the people that will be in charge. Our COC will see to make sure that everything is intact and our plans and our opening of our embassy is successful. We don't want to leave any stone unturned. You must make sure everything is in place. Adequate arrangement must be made, and we will make sure our inauguration on the 28th of February is successful. Nothing but successful. Bechukwama, bless you. And before then, I want to announce again, if you have not paid any of your monthly dues of the month of January, you still have 2 days or 3 days to do so. Make sure you pay your monthly dues as we commence our march. We are unstoppable. If you still believe in yapping and gossiping, may Chukwu Abiyama bless you with the good destiny you have of yapping and gossiping while we do this job. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you. Thank you, Director, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. It is not a very good thing to hear, but we are going to do all we can, everything within our capability to ensure that our brother comes out. I am only now trying to communicate our national in the UAE to ensure that everything humanly possible will be done to secure the release of our brother. The caller on the phone, stay where you are. The one on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Are you referring to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, good evening. I am Chukwu Emeka Okaka. I'm calling from Nobi, Anambra State.
You're calling from Nobi right now, is that correct?
No, I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy? Vicenza. Vicenza, yes. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Vicenza.
Go ahead.
Director, there are things I would like to suggest.
Go ahead.
I want to be very honest about it in the spirit of, and I would like also you to listen, you know, to this.
Right.
I think it's something that will very much help. I have been very close to this, you know, Radio Biafra. Sometimes when I come back, I try to listen and I try to follow. And I have observed many things. I try to also make calls to find out, you know, when I came in contact with this very radio station, and I try to call some of my brothers that are living around within this Europe, whether they know about this. To my surprise, I found out that they knew. And I begin to ask them, you know, things pertaining to this and, you know, many things. I found out something. And quite very often that I have listened, I also noticed it. I want you to just understand this, and I just want to ship it in with every sense of humility. I believe probably something that we have. You might be up there, you are probably not necessarily grasping probably or knowing what is going on or how some of the actions are affecting some people. And one of them, exactly where I am going is sometimes the way and how you have referred to the name Jesus Christ. I understand that you have your understanding about that, and then you also talked of Yeshua, which I also know, that's the Greek name, I mean Hebrew name, and many things like that. But I discover that there are people these have scared away. The area I'm trying to go is that you are trying to, you know, build up people, sanitize people, and create awareness on a cause, which is the restoration of Biafra. I would like you to be focused. Focused in the sense I mean the things that we have in the restoration of Biafra. I didn't see anywhere the name of Jesus and some other religious matters affect, you know, the struggle itself. There are things I really understand by, you know, an uncommon understanding I have really by the study of the scriptures. I understand that Christ, even when he came and ran an excellent ministry here, I discovered one of the secrets of Christ's success was he was highly focused. Though he can do many things, though he could respond to many people, though he can, you know, try to diversify the challenges he made, but he was focused in bringing the salvation to people, sanitizing people, teaching, and able to, you know, and he was able to do that excellently. I discovered that you go to several areas, and I understand why you do that, you know, educating our people and trying to bring an awakening in the minds of our people. But I have really sat down and thought, because I'm a silent listener. I've tried to listen carefully, you know, to find out. The Biafran struggle appeals to me, but I want to be in the right place. Now, I've been trying to find out, how does the name Jesus Christ, you know, how does it relate to the Biafran struggle? And so I discovered that people I called, they told me that they were once for a professor in Spain, and I called, there are some other two or three here in Milan, and they said, hey, but they like the way you talk, they like your teachings, they like all you, you know, all you talk about, and your effort and dedication, and especially what attracted me, the honesty and the truth, but that they are greatly concerned on the use or how the approach or however the
Hello? He's still here, it's just the Skype is a bit funny. Can you hear me? Hey, my goodness me. Can you hear me? I have no intention nor wish to disengage this conversation because I find it fascinating. It is challenging and I love it. Can it? No, he has gone at last. He has gone, but I'm going to wait. Should he call back, then we will be able to continue to have this fascinating conversation. What our brother is trying to say, if I understand him correctly, is the use. Oh, he's back. Let us go to him. It's a good thing he came back. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay. My line went off.
So yes. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
So I try to. I discover really honestly that this very name is so dear to many. Wish you could have been as well. Be your subjects. The dedicated people. They love the struggle. They love many things about you. Many attributes, many virtues, honesty, truth, outspoken, doggedness, boldness, many things you have, but they are offended in this very one thing. And I try to make some calls and I have subjects and then I try to talk about this thing with them, try to see what I can do. Even before I make this call, I discover that this is a challenge to them. And I try to. That was what prompted me to making this call. To see how you can think about this. I don't want this to be a debate. I know you've spoken so much about it. I don't have a problem with the name of Yeshua. That's the name of Christ, the Hebrew name. Just like we talked about Chukwu Abiyama. Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He is Jehovah. He is the God of Abraham. He's made it, you know, names has really nothing much to do with. But this very name is so dear to especially believers, especially, you know, people that are a sect. And this very sect, you need them. You need them to be part of this very program. You need them to be part of this struggle. There are many. I don't know whether anybody have brought your attention to this. But there are many, I must tell you authoritatively, that have issue or problem or concern with this very issue. And it is hindering them from joining this very struggle.
And I thank you. I thank you very much for bringing it to my attention. I welcome it. It's a very fascinating debate, which I am not sure tonight is the time for us to have it. But by way of an anecdote, there are a few things I wish to drop here and there as a guide for our people. My dear brother, you know why we have Radio Biafra? Do you know why we have Radio Biafra?
I understand this to enlighten our people, awaken them.
Thank you very much. That is, you have used the correct enlightenment to bring light where once there was darkness. Have you seen somebody before wake up from sleep, you just turn on the light and you see the way they're blinking? Can they see properly when first they wake up? When somebody is sleeping in darkness, you come, you wake them up and then you turn the light on. I think you watch them and you see them blinking their eyes. They want to adjust to the light.
Okay.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
One thing is paramount when you want to create a country or recreate a country like Biafra. One thing was driving us. Do you want a country that will be a failure like any other African nation? If the answer is no, then you must do things differently from the way Africans do it. It's a very simple natural logic. Do you want us to build a Biafra that will be like, say, Uganda? With one dictator in power, or like Zimbabwe? Is that what you want? Very poor, very wretched, asking for food. The answer is no. If you want to build a civilized country, the people that is going to sustain high levels of civility or civilization depends on the caliber of people who are in it. Israel is the only gem in the Middle East because of the way the Hebrews in Israel, the way they think. Very, very important. The way our people think is key. I am not digressing or running around, but I want to point out something very, very important. What drives me personally is to make sure that the children of God, that they go ahead to create a country where people are genuinely enlightened. And for somebody to be enlightened means that you allow certain orthodoxies to be questioned without being too prickly or too sensitive about it. My belief in Chukwu Abiyama is unshakable. And I will debate Chukwu Abiyama with anybody, anytime, any day. You can say whatever thing you want to say. My belief is my belief. It will never go away. The problem that I have is the Eurocentralization of our understanding of the teachings of Yeshua. That's what I have a problem with. You must understand this. I said it before. Jesus Christ, I can call him Chizoba. The meaning of Yeshua means God saves. Go and ask any Hebrew anywhere in the world. I have it where I come from. It's called Chizoba. That's his name. If we had written the scriptures the way it is, what we will call him is Chizoba. The Greeks will lay hold or place their hands on our scriptures. They will translate into their own. They will say Jesus Christ or Jesus Christ or whatever it is that they call. Everybody have the name they call. If by the Greeks calling Jesus Christ will make things better for them, then so be it. What I reject, in fact I repudiate, is the Eurocratization of my understanding of the scriptures. There is no J in Jerusalem because there is no J in Hebrew. And Jesus Christ was circumcised on the eighth day. He is not as uncircumcised as Europeans are today. The people that brought us the Bible are uncircumcised, mind you. Mind you, very, very clear. But Jesus Christ was circumcised. I went to his village. I studied their books. There is no J in their language. His name is Yeshua and not Jesus Christ is a Greek name. We must understand that. Is that a historical fact or not? The answer is yes, it is. If it is the truth, then people should not panic in the sense that in the end, truth is what prevails. If he were to come down today and you're saying Jesus Christ, he will not know who you're talking about. His name is Yeshua. or Yeshua, as the case may be. If you want to call him Jesus Christ, I'm coming, please. If you want to call him Jesu Christi, that is your business. People have the names they call him. Anybody, after all, even Jesus Christ himself said that the knowledge of Father in heaven is a personal one. It depends on what you call him. Do you know that God has many names? Yahweh, Jehovah, even Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shammah. Everything, you can praise him in different styles and in ways. What I want to understand is, why are Africans stuck on this Jesus Christ thing, when in actual fact, that is not his name? It's not his name. There is no J in Hebrew. So, are you asking me to distort historical fact, or to preach this very gospel the way I see it? The truth. Nobody believes in Jesus more than I do. In Yeshua, as the case may be. Nobody. If people listen to my preaching, they will understand that I believe 100%. But his name is Jesus. Maybe I should leave Yeshua and call him by the name. After all, I say Chukwu Abiyama, which is a Biafran word for God in heaven. Maybe I should say Chizoba more often, which is the Igbo name for Yeshua. Perhaps that would be better. Our people should not be caught on all these small things. What matters to them is, do you know the word of God in truth and honesty? Are you prepared to be a good Biafran? You believe in the same thing that I believe in. It's the names that we call when we praise that is different. You chose to go Greek. I have chosen to go Hebrew. What is wrong with that? I don't know. Can you tell me what is wrong with that? You want to call somebody's name in Greek? I allow you to do so. I want to address the same person in the person's mother tongue, the name that the mother gave him, which is Yeshua. What is wrong with that?
Director, there is nothing wrong with that. I understand you clearly and perfectly right. And then there was a time I tried to, give them some enlightenment. I told them that I have listened to this gentleman, and I found out that what we believe, he believes in. He believes in truth. He believes in honesty. He believes in righteousness. And I was educating them that these things are Christ. Truth is Christ. Honesty is Christ. Righteousness is Christ. And Director, that's why I said, I'm not bringing it up to a debate, but I just pray God will grant you wisdom and the understanding, because eventually, at the end, what you want to achieve, when you are, just like Paul said in the scripture, said, I became weak, that I might get the weak ones. I became Roman, that I might get rich the Romans. I became an Egyptian, that I might get the Egyptians. There is flexibility and wisdom in discipline and awakening of people.
That I agree completely. That I agree with the last comment you have just made. I agree in toto. I agree with you, but there is something we must learn. We are fighting almost three demons. Understand? Not one demon, not two, but about three. We are fighting the prevailing ignorance of black man's brain, which means that's why we're not developed anywhere in the world. Go and check. I'm not just saying it for saying sake. We are fighting against that African mentality. We are fighting against our own shortcomings, being hemmed in from all sides by enemies. And also, we are fighting European imposed ignorance. These are three monsters that we are fighting at the same time. And to fight one of them requires one generation. And these are huge monsters. Why are we fighting all these things at the same time? Because we want to create a country that your child and my child will be very happy to stand up and say, I am a Biafran. With pride. Not to say it and then be saying, but don't discriminate. Look at Japan, for instance. Do you know there's a bank called Nomura Bank that was in London a while ago? They pay Japanese workers more than English workers. Japan. Japanese banks, they go and bring Japanese people. How many Japanese people have you seen in Italy cleaning the street? I'm asking a simple question. How many Japanese have you seen in South America begging to look after old people to feed? Why? Because Japanese people, they have pride and self-worth. You value your dignity over life. Instead of you to humiliate a Japanese, they are better off dead. It is called honor and dignity. And I want us to have abundance of that in Biafra, because That is the only way we can defeat these three monsters and come out on the other side and say, indeed, we are the children of God. People must understand what we are doing here. This is more than freedom fighting. It is freedom fighting with a difference. We want to educate black people from Africa at the same time as give them their freedom. Not independence. Freedom. So that we can go on and build a very compelling civilization.
Director, I could have loved if you take these demons one after the other.
Do we have...
So that you don't fight three beasts at the same time.
But do you believe that one with God is majority?
One with God. Even God himself in the scripture, he said, I'm not going to drive... When he talked about the enemies of Israel, the Gigachites, the Amalekites, he said, I'm not going to drive them all at one time. As you advance, I'm going to shift them. That was how God did it. And it does nothing that take God to, you know, remove the enemies entirely, you know, out of the world, but he took it as they advance gradually after the other. You can't fight three beasts. You have to develop a strategy, map goals.
We do, but we do, my dear. Let me give you an example now. If we get Biafra and we allow the prevailing orthodoxy of Pentecostalism to continue to spread like a virus, we will produce people who will be inarticulate. We will produce a set of zombies. We need to challenge. Do you know that when Michelangelo suggested to the Papal Council in Rome at the Vatican that the earth was round, they nearly killed him? Do you know when he said that the earth revolves around the sun, they nearly killed him? Are you aware of that? Galileo. Are you aware of that? Yes. But today, the truth he discovered, because truth is irreducible. It doesn't matter if people like it or not. The fact of the matter is, what is the name of Jesus Christ? His real name. There is no J in Hebrew. His name is Yeshua. Is that truth or false? It is truth. Therefore, you pencil it down as being the truth. It doesn't mean that somebody saying, I know what happens to people is that by this name, every knee shall bow. If those that wrote the Bible had said, by this name, Yeshua, every knee shall bow, we'll be talking about Yeshua today. But the English, the Europeans took it as their own. Because when he came to save primarily the Gentiles. Those who were outside, not those who were on the inside. Okay, but I understand what you're saying completely and totally. Mm-hmm. And I buy the logic that sits behind it. It makes a lot of sense to me. What you're saying makes a lot of sense to me. But our people should stop being weak intellectually. Intellectual rigor means challenging even what is unchallengeable. And coming out on the other side armed with superior knowledge. That is why today you have mobile phone. If people were staying in their houses and being afraid and trying to adhere to every principle they find in the Bible, people will not go outside to do anything. You have satellite today because people question what they were being taught in the past. That is why you have mobile phones in your hand and you have laptop computers. People questioned the orthodoxy. That is exactly what we are doing here. We are not questioning God. God forbid. We are the children of God. We question approaches and orthodoxies. That's all.
Thank you so much. I didn't. I just want to ship it in because of the conversations I had here, and then I have thoughtfully before I made this call. I thought about it very well, and because I know I'm speaking to the world, and I have viewed it. I said, I'm praying that God will make you see reasons clearly and understand more, and then so that you can take these ones around. They are willing, they want. And if even in sanctification in the Bible, when through the Holy Spirit, the people are sanctified, it's not an instantaneous thing. It takes this one after the other, like as you used to say, that Naira warrior. I love that, because by the word, sickness and diseases are healed. They are not healed instant. Maybe God will take away lust from you today, tomorrow drunkenness. Maybe another day you receive some revelations or word that will take away one or two things. And sanctification builds up onto the person, onto perfection, onto the very end of what your dream. You have a dream. I can see your heart. I can see your dream. I can see your picture of a Brafrian you want, the nation. But the war you are fighting
is you don't take it ghost by ghost. Fight this demon one after the other. You need these people. You need to put them around. When you get Biafra, you begin to educate them. Then you see them now. The environment will be more conducive. And then there will be a great debate, as you said. And then you can continue to watch and watch and watch. And then until you get to perfection, you can't perfect people instantaneously. And then that's why you might have some problem. I have listened to you carefully. And I told one of them, I said, I've listened to this man. I think this man has what it takes. If our people, I know that our people have problem of jealousy, envy. One of them called me somewhere from, I don't know where, I used to see him, he writes many things. He found out that I tried, I don't know how he discovered that I've been listening or that I wanted to call. And, you know, talking of here and there, he talks a lot of things. I said, okay, let me ask you one or two questions. I asked him three questions and he could not answer that. But that all these, the rumors and the things they are talking about, it's just jealousy. I told him, I think you are jealous about this man, because in all the things I asked you, you have not told me one thing he did. One thing. And he provided time to call me here. Maybe there are certain things he saw and the position of course I occupy here. Probably he called me. But I am not a daft. I try to listen. I try to judge. I try to, you know, look at things very well. I pray that God will grant you the wisdom. These people, you need them. There are a lot of them, but this is what often they say. And I don't see anyhow that you can try now to, you know, arrange things and know the things to leave behind for now, and know the things and focus, delineate, prioritize, remain focused. The power, there is power hidden in focus. There is an extra power hidden in focus. If you can be focused, it will lessen your stress. It will bring you, you know, more closer to where you are going. I saw your heart spiritually. I saw your picture. I saw your dream. But maybe it's not everybody that might see this thing. And our people especially doesn't have the understanding. The understanding, the level you are talking about. I don't know whether somebody has brought the attention to either. Some of
erudite, very, very continue to perfect upon as we go along. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We had a slight disruption. In our signal output, but we are continuing. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. There are people all over the place trying to speak to us. Most of you have been on hold for heaven knows how long. I have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, they can't. The caller now on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please turn your system down, if you may. And we do apologize for the slight transmission hiccup. And your zone, they are putting out their hands here. But we'll stop them. Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
Okay, thank you very much, Director. My name is Ositanwobu. I'm calling from Germany.
Thank you. Which part of Germany are you in?
I'm Stuttgart.
Stuttgart, thank you.
Stuttgart.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Thank you.
I'm the treasurer here at Stuttgart.
Thank you very much.
So, one thing I want to tell you is, the German television is showing that about 2,000 people have been killed in Bagger, in Borno State.
2,000 people?
Today.
My goodness.
2,000.
Wow.
Did you hear about that?
No, it hasn't broken yet. I'm asking Oge immediately, why don't I have this news? Oge, Machief, why don't I have this news? I should have such news immediately as it breaks, but I don't have it. Please go ahead and brief us. What is happening? Brief us. What is happening?
Yeah, this is the news. This is the news we are getting here in Germany here, that it happened today, Thursday. So the 8th of January 2015. Okay, that is number one. Number two is... Director, I want to suggest something.
Go ahead.
And that thing is that if you call a German television, for any reason, maybe they have something they are doing, then it will cost you something. Now, I want to ask you, if you call any Pentecostal church, you have to pay in something. maybe 50 cents, maybe 1 euro. But now, at Radio Biafra, people are calling, so many people are calling our numbers, but they are not contributing anything to it. So I want to ask, is it not possible for us as Biafrans to see to it that we can, maybe through our telephone system, collect money from people that are calling us every day? We have so many callers. They're calling from all over the world, or maybe because our technology is not yet developed, that we can maybe gain something by people that are calling our station, because we need money. I'm only interested in seeing that the money is coming in because we need money to run our state. So this is why I'm calling you, to see if it is possible for us to do as Biafrans, so that people that are calling the Radio Biafra can be able to contribute something. Whether they are calling once in a while, whether they are calling every day, whoever does Radio Biafra should be able to put in something, 50 cents. With that, we can continue to even to run our station. And that is number two. Number three is, I want to ask you, why is it that we in Radio Biafra, we cannot cash into advertisement? People that are advertising the business or whatsoever, so that from there we can get money to start building our station. Everything has been sponsored by indigenous people of Biafra, those that are contributing. Because here at Stuttgart, just very few of us are just doing something. So I'm not complaining, but I'm just telling you that there are people who can at least participate by advertising their business, or advertising their meetings, or advertising whatever they want to advertise. From there, we can get money to continue to sponsor Radio Biafra so that we can continue to go forward. So these are the things I just want to tell you.
Everything you said there, I have no disagreement with them. I don't know if you had a meeting with one of our brothers that rang me today. I have a meeting in London on the 16th of this very month, ostensibly to look at all the things you've just mentioned. Hello, somebody rang me. Exactly what you said, around 11, between 11 and 12 noon today, somebody rang me and said exactly what you said. Everything you said about advertisement, about making sure that our phone lines yield us some funds. The reason is that if we can subcontract it to other people to do, then better. I don't want the editorial board of Radio Biafra or the Directorate of State to be saddled with money-making venture. Other people can do that whilst we concentrate on focus on the issue of Biafra restoration and things we're going to do to restore our country. If other people can run it, then all well and good. I have a meeting coming up. We'll discuss all of these things you've just told me on the 16th, and then we'll take it forward. I have every reason to believe that something exciting and positive will come out of it. We may consider advertising. I said may consider, and also look at running premium lines, but we don't want to make to stop ordinary people from calling. I want somebody from the village to pick up the phone and call their radio station and say whatever they want to say that is on their mind. We don't want to stop that. So us reaching a balance is the key. Maybe we can do other things other times. Maybe allow advert to come in, but during our programs, we allow people to call us for free as they have always done. Maybe there are options for us to look at, but your ideas and suggestions are wonderful. It is something I am going to consider with the editorial board of Radio Biafra.
Okay, thank you very much, Director. This is just what I want to say. And because before I drop, I just want to tell you that we are all very grateful for what you are doing.
Thank you.
And we want you to understand the fact that we are solidly behind you.
I know, sir.
I know. No matter what people are saying, no matter those that are trying to derail what we are doing, we don't even care about them. But one thing is sure and certain. We know that Biafra is coming. And we know that we cannot do without it. And we that are saying that we are behind you, it is just a matter of time. I believe that when Biafra begins to march, so many Biafrans will wake up. I am sure of this. When Biafra begins to march, when we begin to shake them, because surely it will happen. Even if it doesn't happen today, because I'm not the type that is saying, let us go and do something today and tomorrow. No, we have to be careful. We have to plan. I live in a different part of the world, where people plan and design things before they do it. Once they come out, they finish you. So I believe that this is what we're going to do. We stick to our timetable, no matter whatever pressure people are trying to place on you, which I'm sure you don't budge. So the issue is just, let us continue with our plan, and we want you to continue what you're doing. We are behind you, and we are not going to drop. What comes. So this is just what I want to tell you. And thank you very much for accepting my call. This is the first time I've been able to come through. I've tried so many times, but this is the only time I had my opportunity. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you. And some of those of you getting through today, you are making so much sense. It's untrue. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. There are people everywhere calling us. I have a caller on the line on Skype. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, my director.
Yes, please, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Good morning, sir. My name is Felix Ndobo from Delta State, but I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand, Felix. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, coordinator, director. I want to ask, since I have started listening to Biafra radio station, I have not even heard about from the coordinator from Thailand, even one day coming up, even make a speech or something like that. Is there anything the matter here in Thailand?
Yes, they said that because of the martial law they have in Thailand, because of that, people don't move about as freely as they used to before. That constraining the movement of people is negatively impacting on our ability to effectively run a family in Thailand. I don't know if that is the case with you, but that is what we've been told.
Yeah, but what they said is true anyway. So I just want to confirm from that very, because I hear other coordinators calling how they are improving and doing some other things. It gives me joy. But where that the country I'm into is not able to coordinate yourself like that. So I'm so worried about that. But since they have told you what really happened, because really me, I can't go out. Because here, almost the whole Nigerians, some are in the prison, some have been deported. Even they went to church to pack all the whole Biafran there in the church. So what we are passing through here is more than us. So that is why we need to come together and fight the Biafra. But most of Nigerians have been the problem we are having here. Okay, like yesterday, a guy have a problem. He's from Enugu State or so. I don't know him before. Really, I'm from Delta State, but I love Biafra so much with all my pleasure. I do things with every Iboma like me. So I helped this guy for him to be released yesterday, not knowing that he promised to pay the money to the immigration because they know my friend. They don't even know him. So I was the one who shot it for him. Okay, they should release him, that if he doesn't pay the money, I will pay the money. That I know him very well, just because we are all Biafrans. So I did it for him, but today it has turned back to me. So I have to call my brother back home to pay the money to them so that I can get myself here in the Thailand. So I don't want these people to come and get me arrested. But by the special grace of God, I believe, and I strongly believe, that I will have my people here in Thailand by next week. And we still need to have what to do to make other people know that we cannot stop this Biafra here in Thailand, because nothing like that in Thailand here. I'm really, really so worried about that.
But the thing, the question I have to ask you now is that, can you move about? Can you move from one place to the other in Thailand? Even if they call a meeting now, can you attend the meeting? That's what I need to know.
That is what I'm telling you now. By next week or next 2 weeks, I can do that.
Okay. Okay, that's very good. So what you need to do is to keep calling. Maybe those of you who can move about freely will then be able to go out and coordinate those of them who cannot come out freely. We must do what we can amongst ourselves with each other to see how far we can coordinate effectively. Thank you very much for that, my dear brother. A call from Thailand. Thank you very much for that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Please, go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, director.
Good evening.
My name is Ikech Kuduru from Spain, Bilbao.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. Director, as I always said, how is our men in the camp? I hope they are okay.
They're fine, yes.
Good. My regard to them.
I'll extend it.
Director, and secondly, please, I want to touch some areas to confirm most of the good work we have been doing, and our honorable member have confirmed it too. Director, I urge you to go to YouTube at your convenient time. Just type the word Farouk Aliyu. This young man, he's a honorable member, a minority leader, former minority leader of House of Rep. He has many interviews, press interviews on YouTube. But director, I urge you to just look at the one he tagged, ungrateful president and his people too.
Yes.
Director, yeah, I know that most of these Hausa men, all what you have been saying, they confirm it truly.
Of course.
Director, could you believe that this man, during the interview, he said that the oil in Egypt belongs to Jigawa people.
Yes.
The oil in Niger Delta belongs to Egypt people.
Yes.
And them, Jigawa people, we made everything humanly possible to defend that oil from free and flow to Jigawa.
Yes,
state.
That's what I said, yes.
Yes. Director, secondly, this young man said that if he's to travel from Jigawa State to Lagos or any other part of Nigeria, he knows that he's going to a different country altogether. They asked him why. He said, because we are not from the same country. We don't look alike. We don't eat the same food. We don't have the same religion. He acknowledged that he's a Fulani man. He never regretted being Fulani man. That at last, director, could you believe this man said when they asked him about other mineral resources, he said, actually, Nigeria has many mineral resources, but they will concentrate on the oil.
Yes, no.
And leave the rest.
Openly. They said it openly. Openly. Yes. No fear.
This will tell you, if assuming this oil in question is at Northern State, these people will not let us be the same one Nigeria, as they claim to be one Nigeria. Director, please, I will beg some of our brothers to wake up. To me, oh,
yes.
Me, director, according to the last two callers, to me, if anybody want to call Jesus and give us arms and ammunition, director, that is the truth.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely.
If they like, let them call it anything where they like. Let them give us arms and ammunition.
I agree with you.
That's what I'm telling you. This is most of these men you see that are coming, most of them, financial aspect of life, they are balanced. But they don't even want to contribute to one way or the other. All they are looking for is one loophole or the other, which you are not interested. Director, secondly, for some of these ministers and all these our pastors and the so-called the ones that have all this camp and the most of these men have many men in their camp. For instance, let's say, for instance, like somebody like Father Mbaka, somebody called the other day and said that he's a hardcore Biafran man. I wonder what makes him Biafra. And the other guy called the other day said that we should send the delegate to go and meet him. How can we, Biafra, how can we send delegate to go and meet Mbaka if he's a hardcore? On a normal circumstances, IPOB doesn't have money to give to Mbaka for his charity organization. But APC has. So if you think that he's a hardcore Biafran, let him come up and assist us, and even let some of the young men in his adoration camp there join the struggle. At least from there we move ahead. Please, director, that is all I have for now. I stand by. Good evening.
Thank you very much. All of you are making so much sense this evening. Maybe all of you, you're singing from the same hymn sheet, which is wonderful and fabulous. Thank you very much for that. I accept what I've just said very graciously, of course. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are and you're joining us today, it is always a pleasure to have you people talking to us. It is fantastic. This is your radio station. After all, this is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the line, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
I have a caller on the line, the caller on the...
The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you are, and raise your voice for me.
Okay, Pete Profound, my director. I'm calling from Manchester. My name is Okechukwu Ikeme. From Wangele in Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
I'm Amiibo Ibongidi in Wangele local government.
Thank you.
So, Director, I thank you so much, and I keep saying peace be unto you.
And to you as well. Thank you.
Director, the third caller that called and was preaching about Jesus Christ, I wanted to ask him, do you know Jesus Christ in a truthful way? If he knows Jesus Christ in a truthful way, he should have been searching about Jesus Christ. So, Jesus Christ, he is calling, keep Christ in a different path and keep Jesus in a different path. Jesus is a God, a demigod, just a little God in Greek land. I don't know if he had himself as a Christian or Pentecostal pastor, whatever he might be, if he has searched to know exactly that name, Jesus Christ, that many people are answering it worldwide. So, then, if he has not done that, he should now start researching and not coming here to tell us that what you are doing, you should make so or make that, so that people will start, you know, coming to, you know, join us. If they don't want to join us because we are calling Yeshua, that is for them. We are there, we are in Biafra Restoration to fight and get our freedom. And somebody is telling us that some people don't want to listen or to join us. They are listening secretly, but they don't want to join us to fight for their freedom, for their children, for their grandchildren to come. And he is telling us to drop some certain things that we are preaching. Please keep on preaching what you are preaching. If he wants to join us and become a bona fide person of Biafra land, it's for him. If he don't want, let him keep their belief somewhere and, you know, let us keep on our own belief in Biafra land. So my second point again is this. The caller that called from Stuttgart, he contributed a very nice point. Like you said, somebody called,
yes,
you know, 12 o'clock.
Yes.
So, I mean, that has been what I've been suggesting all this while.
You have, if, I remember.
If, you know, you said that if anybody can, whatever you can do, just to make sure that we are going to bring our freedom, we have to do it. And that's what he contributed. It's a very good idea. Because some of us here have a lot of things to advertise, so people will get to know us. I think that is the best way for us to do it. Then, in the other sense, to pay money or pay some little coins before you can then get into to, you know, talk to you online, that is a good idea. But that one will also scare a lot of people in the remote areas, those who cannot have that opportunity to pay such money. So another thing is that I'm trying to contribute is that we are having our meeting tomorrow here in Manchester. We try to make it to our brothers and sisters all over in Manchester area to come up and, you know, stay with us and listen to us, and so that we can make a huge way towards this restoration. So my Lord, I'm trying to make you understand that what you are doing, you are not doing it for yourself. You are doing it for everyone that comes from Biafra land. And God keep on sustaining you. You will go to this journey you have started, like I told you from the beginning, that Nnamdi started it, Nnamdi is going to end it. And that is what I pray, and it should not be like that, and so be it. Thank you, my Lord, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Madabra. Thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. I have a caller who happens to be calling us either from Biafra land or the Zoological Republic. It is left for him or her to confirm from which of the above is calling us from. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Please confirm your name for the listening public.
Yeah, my name is George Ume.
George Ume.
I'm still in the zoo.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You don't sound Happy excited. Said the same to you. You don't sound excited at all. Calling from the zoo.
I'm not.
How have you been battling with mosquitoes and all the rest of them?
Yeah, of course. You know how it is up in here, man. I'm just lying down on a blackout. Imagine that.
At least you have Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I just want to wish you a Happy New Year, and I haven't been listening actually, so you know how it goes sometimes here. Yeah, I have to listen with my my internet. Sometimes the internet is not working properly. I just wanna hear your voice and wanna know how things is going down, because we know that we're gonna get our, this is the year for Biafra to come.
It is.
You know. So I'm gonna be here for like another 4 weeks before going back to UK. So I don't really know what's going on.
So we'll meet there then. We'll meet there, because I'll be there in 2 weeks time. So we'll meet there.
So okay, director. I just want to hear your voice.
Thank you very much. You have done very, very well. You are very kind. Thank you very, very much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I thought there was a caller on Skype. Perhaps they are no longer there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Yes, please. Give us your name and where you're calling us from. I can also hear you. Your name and where you are.
My name is Kibizo Anumodi. I'm calling from Eziago, you know.
Are you in Eziago right now? Are you calling us from Eziago right now?
Yes, I'm coming from Eziago right now.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I appreciate what you are doing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I have a great phone. I promise you, please. I want you to correct a way that you can become and do. Because from my dad to sister.
You want us to be speaking Igbo language?
Yes.
Okay, but there are other languages as well in Biafra land, not just Igbo. There is Ibibio, there is Efik, there is Ijaw, there is Shekiri, Urobo, and also Isoko. These are all Biafra languages, including Igala and Idoma. So what do we do to those? And he is no more. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me on Skype? On Radio Biafra, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Obunnaya Apa. I'm calling you from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska in the USA. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Director, without wasting much time, I just...
What is happening? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
It's better now. Please go ahead.
Okay. The guy that called and talked about those that don't want to support this struggle because of the perceived attack on Christianity. You know, I just want to tell them something. The United States of America, if it is not the greatest nation on earth...
It is the greatest nation on earth. It is the greatest. Without doubt.
Like they say here, if I want to be politically correct, I would say it's one of the greatest.
That is correct also.
Now, here in the United States, just a day or two ago, they released the statistics that the current Congress that is starting just this very January is about 92% Christian. 92% Christian. Now, in America, there is a television station or a news out a media outfit, that's NPR or PBS, depending on what name you want to use, is being funded by private individuals, just very little government support. In other words, Christians that are predominantly in America are the ones funding this radio station, TV station. And once in a while, you see documentaries that they run where they objectively tackle issues that border on politics, on religion. My brother, some of these things in our own, where we come from, we'll consider them sacred cows that nobody will want to touch on them. I have watched documentaries where, you know, you see the arguments laid out, the way Christianity, you know, evolved and developed, the Bible that we are reading, everything about it logically laid out. And if you follow it, if case not taken, your faith, you know, might start shaking.
Yes.
But these are funded by Christians. People want to learn.
Learn, that is the word. Learn to understand. Learn to question nothing, orthodoxy. That's all.
Nothing is off limits. nothing is off limit. Both the ones that are real and the ones that are just a mere conjecture, they will tell you, we think that this is like this because this is this, this is this. Now, but when it comes to us, you know, it's like, okay, please don't talk about it. You know, you can't say anything about Jesus. You know, he is Lord. And of course, I mean, is anybody doubting? You know, I mean, everybody is free to believe what he wants to believe. Now, if anybody is saying that the reason why he doesn't want to support the Biafra Restoration Project is because, you know, of your attack on Christianity, you know, let's face the fact. Before Christianity came to us, how did our people live? How did they do business? You could drop maybe if you are selling corn, you put it in front of your compound, a few meters away from your house. And then if it is maybe 50 shells of cowries, you put it beside it. Someone is passing and wants corn, the person will pick the quantity he wants and drop the cowries and go away.
Of course.
At the end of the day, you come, you pick up, you know, whatever is remaining and you take your money and go back home. Do it today. They will carry your corn, carry the money, and even come to your house and take whatever, you know.
Of course. And kidnap you as well.
Why is it so? I would say simply because Christianity was brought to us. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Christianity. I mean, I still go to church every Saturday, you know, whenever I can make it, if the weather permits, you know, and everything is okay. I still go to church. I still read the Bible. But then when Christianity came, they told us that, you know, God can forgive everything. You go to God through Jesus, no matter what you've done, you know, you are forgiven. So there is even no, I mean, you don't have to feel guilty. You know, you can do anything and just come to church.
And that is grace.
And the love of God who defraud people. Poor people will suffer. The money they don't have, they come to sow seed in order to receive miracles that do not exist. That is what we have. And where Christianity came from, you know, the Western world, where Christianity come from, how do they practice Christianity? My brother, a white man may not go to church, but it does not stop him from making donations to support charitable organizations. It does not stop him from going to volunteer his time to help those that are homeless. You know, it does not stop him from spending his time, you know, to go help out in the society where he lives. It's not by going to church. I'm not saying people should not go to church. By all means, people should go to church. Whatever works for anybody, let it work for him. But all I'm saying is, can we stop deceiving ourselves? Can we stop saying that the reason why we will not support Biafra is because of religion? Biafra transcends religion. Biafra transcends anything human, any human institution that we can think of. Biafra transcends it.
I agree.
Once you understand the plight of our people, I don't see the reason why anybody will want to stay back. And for those who may feel, you know, your style is not okay, whatever, you know, they hold against you, I will tell them, why don't you do it your own way? Paul said in the Bible, when, you know, they complained to him that there were some men that they don't understand, you know, where they came from, and they are talking about Jesus. And Paul said, what matters to him is that Jesus is being preached, whether it be out of envy or out of jealousy or whatever. Jesus is being preached. For me, Biafra is being preached and Biafra is being restored. Whether it is done out of jealousy because it is Nnamdi Kanu that is there, or it is done out of goodwill that we want to get Biafra. Let people go out and do whatever they can do in their own, just no matter how little, but let it be done in all, in everything, let it be done in truth and honesty. That is what I want to submit.
And you have very, very well, you've done so.
Yeah.
You've done
and
so.
And then talking about subscription-based calls and all those, well, I will work out, but I'll believe that Radio Biafra people, and if people can call in and air their views, that's fine. But I don't have any problem if somebody is calling from the Western world and he has to pay a subscription, that's fine. But our people at home, I don't think they should be taxed with that. That's just what I want to suggest. And I'll free up the line
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We have another caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is somebody on Skype where they have elected not to say anything. Therefore, I'm going to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Biafrans. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I am Emeka Onyebuchi. I come from Obago in Owo, Enugu Province, Biafra Land. I am the National Coordinator of the Indigenous People of Biafra in the UK. I would like to begin by commending our dear Director and Commander of our forces, Nnamdi Kanu, and his family for their unflinching commitment and sacrifice for this movement. Also, Uchemef and his family, who has been diligently working behind the scenes, and all the servants of the Indigenous People of Biafra worldwide. More grace to your elbow.
Yes, sir.
Director, permit me to make some few announcements in regards to the family of Indigenous People of Biafra in the UK. I will then proceed to encourage our people to push harder for the restoration of Biafra, to not only see the face value of the struggle, but to keep eyes on the prize, which is monumental. The announcement. Indigenous People of Biafra, UK, now has a reconstituted ESCO, and the following people are to serve their country, Biafra, at the national level. Emeka Onyebuchi, the National Coordinator. Ifeanyi Uria, Deputy National Coordinator. Benjamin Ndukuba, Financial Secretary. Henry Egumba, Secretary. And Emmanuel Ezelibe, Assistant Secretary. May Chukwu Abiyama give us the grace to serve our country in truth and honesty. We will also appreciate it if Biafrans will start meeting at places such as Plymouth, Southampton, Portsmouth, Brighton. We also appreciate it if our Biafran people listening at Cardiff, Bristol, Axis, we start meeting together. Also, those living around Ipswich, Norwich, and Peterborough. We will also appreciate it if our brothers and sisters living in Liverpool, Coventry area, Newcastle, and Northern Ireland, we start coming together. Even if it is only you and your family, please, you can call 077-0026381. I repeat, 077-0026381 if you need guidance on how to start. I am calling on all Indigenous People of Biafra in the UK to contribute towards the 1,000 men, women in Europe, and also contribute into our Biafra Defense Fund. For single persons or individuals, it is £300, and for families, it is £400. We have concluded the remittance of our Indigenous People of Biafra UK Defense Fund to our account in Germany today. For our distractors, you may want to know that our dear Director does not even know how much that was raised in the UK of all places, refuting your lies that Maazi Kanu has since pocketed our defense fund.
You're giving them credence. Forget about Umundi and their WhatsApp rumor. Please continue. The humanity is listening. We don't want to spoil what we're doing by making reference to vagabonds. Please go ahead.
In my last address to my beloved Biafrans, I tried to establish a link between our early spiritual development and our economic well-being with the Biafran restoration. I summarized that cleanliness is next to godliness, that the restoration of Biafra will usher a very clean nation where there will be underground sewage system, air quality monitoring, space for vegetation, noise control, and other things. We can have a sustainable industrial and economic base side by side with clean environment.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead, please, because I lost you briefly. Go ahead. You're talking about cleanliness and godliness. You talked about about sewage system, which even Jonathan is now copying, because we said we're going to have... He's now beginning to abuse sewage system, or he has commissioned one in Abuja. Please continue what you're saying. Go ahead.
Okay. We can have a sustainable industrial and economic base side by side with clean environment. This we can achieve with sound environmental policy. Key to this is a formidable regulatory institutions and the law. We shall learn from the mistakes of the likes of China and Great Britain that hitherto used to be known as the dirty man of Europe before the reformation of the environmental policy. We must hit the ground from day one, as this will guarantee a good health for our people and save us the cost of expensive health services. I also summarize in that address that there are many industrial sectors that will develop rapidly, providing much needed jobs and opportunity for our teeming young stars. Examples of such sectors are aviation, energy, health, pharmaceutical, agriculture, transport, defense, environment, housing, and communication. Today, I will briefly look into how the UK kick-started their current economic progress using housing, house building, a lesson for our new nation, Biafra. Normally, a new estate is built in the UK via housing construction companies. These companies have the following departments: the technical department, the commercial department, sales, construction, finance, land and development departments. All these departments employ a huge number of people. Then the developers employ the services of subcontractors.
Yes.
First on the list is the ground engineers. These ground engineers employ a lot of other people that will undertake the laying of the electric cables, the gas pipe, water pipe, telephone lines, sewage pipes, rainwater pipes. Notice here that sewage pipes are different from the rainwater pipes.
Of course.
Roads and curbs.
Because one is grey water and one, the other one is clean water that can be freshened up and recycled for consumption. That is correct. Our national in the UK, there is something I want you to do. You know, we have a forum where all these ideas can be collated and also debated. It is called Forums on Radio Biafra, www.radiobiafra.co. You click on Forums. It is there. Then you go and register and you join the conversation, and then we'll be able to discuss it and debate it. If it is good enough, which I know it is, it can go into our constitution. That is the place meant for this type of lecture and conversation we're having now. It's a very good one, but I want other people to respond to it. I want people to respond to what you're saying. Therefore, if you go to Radio Biafra website, which is radiobiafra.co, you will see forums there. Any forum that takes your fancy, you go there and start a discussion on any particular subject. You have actually preempted us. You have kick-started that very process. But I want to put it in writing so it can be captured to go into a document. I also, another, I believe it is a necessary thing to do, to have a proper sewage system built so that we can recycle our water and pump it back, so that all grey water will be channeled away from people's houses and then contained somewhere, and we'll be able to go there and recycle, basically filter the water, clean it up, and then pump it back to people's homes. Biafra, we intend it to be civilized. Biafra cannot be like any other useless, wretched black African country. Impossible. That is why we do things the way we do it. If you take this discussion to the forum, I will be most delighted.
Yeah, that's fine, Director. The only reason why I'm raising this issue here and now is because a lot of people are not looking at the good aspect of things coming, via the restoration of Biafra. They only see Biafra as a way of losing their current economic opportunities. And I'm just using housing alone to highlight, a huge opportunity that are there for us. That if we get it right, if we get our environment right, our security right, people will come all over, flock all over Biafra to buy land, so that if you're industrious, if you're, business inclined, you can make any amount of money you ever wish to make on this earth. Look at, for instance, what is going on in the UK at the moment. People are flocking from all over the world buying houses because they can be guaranteed with good quality housing and kind of security. That's why I'm bringing it.
But we're even going to Ghana. No, you're correct. What you're saying is correct. We are even going to Ghana to go and stay in Ghana. Why is that? Because Ghana is peaceful. Ghana is calm. People are there. And then that is where people are running away from the zoo to go to Ghana to go and live. Because Rawlings spent time killing all the criminals there who could have made Ghana look like exactly what life is like in the zoo. But the thing is that I want to capture what you're saying. I agree with you completely and totally. When we get Biafra, things will be done differently. You will not, of course, designated planned areas. I don't know if you have this in your thinking as well. People cannot just go into a town and start digging foundation and building houses. No. It will be left for building societies to build. So when you're standing on top of the road, all the houses will look more or less alike. So aesthetically, it will look pleasing to the eye. Not you. You build house, three-story building. I build bungalow. Mine is facing east. Yours is facing west. My fence is about 4 foot high. Your fence is about 90 meters high. It doesn't make any sense. So we need proper urban or regional planning. Things will be done properly. We are not just saying it. You introduce policies to ensure that those outcomes that you're wishing to see or witness comes to fruition. How do you do it? I will give you an example when it comes to electricity generation. When we say there will be light every blessed day, we're not going to do anything extraordinary. Do you know how to get light every blessed day? You ban the sale of generators. That's all. So even the president, everybody is on national grid. So when there is a power in the national grid, everybody will have light. If there is none, nobody has it. Even if you have companies without generators, it will compel them, it will force anybody to ensure that the national grid, the generators and the distributors, that they work very hard to make things happen. Very, very simple, my dear brother. I welcome what you're saying. If you can round up for me, I'm most grateful. Please go ahead.
Okay. Finally, I would like to kind of highlight the point that as a result of building housing construction in the UK alone, a lot of things has happened to the economy. For instance, when people buy new houses, they are given mortgage from the bank. Bank employed people. People feel their economy or their economic outlook has enriched by buying a house, thereby owning a mortgage. And then, they contribute, council tax and then pay stamp duty to the government. And then the economy goes round. And the same people will go into the retail market and buy fridge, new TV, new equipment for their homes. And this way, you can see the economic activities being energized, in the system, just using one sector of the economy. This is for the information of those that think that we are going to be dependent on oil alone. I'm just analyzing just one sector of the economy. I would like to thank you, Director, and keep the good work up. And I would like to thank all our ESCO in the UK to keep their good work up. And we pray that Chukwu Obioma will give us the wisdom and the encouragement to see this movement through. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was our UK national. Thank you very much. I have a caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Please start by giving us your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Patrick Ejulu. I'm calling from Heidelberg, Germany.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I have three announcements. one is that all the indigenous people of Biafra living in mines I would like, if any of them is listening to this broadcast this night, to call this number, because the indigenous people of Biafra in Mannheim would like to visit them. So all the Biafrans in Mannheim should listen. My name is Patrick Ejelogo. If any of them are listening this night, should call this number. We'll visit them. The number is 015211622549. I repeat, 015211622549. So all the Biafran city living in mind should contact this telephone number, please. Another announcement is that all the Biafrans in Mannheim, they should not forget that our meeting is on Sunday, on the 11th of January 2015. Therefore, I may not have much time to contact each and every one of them. Our meeting on Sunday will be crucial and very fantastic. We will pray for the director and the indigenous people of Biafra. The way we close the meeting by December, the same system we are going to open this meeting on this January. Therefore, I ask every indigenous people of Biafra in Mannheim should present themselves on the meeting on Sunday by 4 p.m. Another announcement will be that all the coordinators in Mannheim, in Germany, should not forget their monthly dues. Some of them have never paid for monthly dues of December. I will ask all of them to come forward with their monthly dues in the month of December and January. Director, National Secretary, Mr. Berry, I would like to leave this message for you if you are listening this night in Sweden. Please, there was a transaction to you from me here in Heidelberg 3 days ago. If you have received, please contact the national coordinator in Germany here. Thank you very much, Director. God bless you and God protect you, the entire people of Biafra. Good night from Germany. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my Deborah. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must continue this very work that we are doing, that in the end, Chukwa Biam, I may receive all the blessing and all the glory. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I thought they were waiting for me, but unfortunately, they have unceremoniously disengaged. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? That is always the problem. The problem is that the noise sometimes from first-time callers is way, way, way above what we are capable of tolerating. Thank you very much, wherever you are. However you have gotten through to us, however you have listened, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
At last. Thank you very much, my dear sister. Please confirm your name for the listening public and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Amaka Nwanebo. I come from Oguta in Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
I want to also thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak, and I want to start by praising Chukwa Biama, our God, and I want to also bless him for you and what you are doing for us, the indigenous people of Biafra. God bless you, Chukwa Biama. Bless
you, sir.
Friends, leaders that work with you hand in hand, what you guys are doing for us, we cannot thank you enough. I can only say Chukwa Biama will pay you back. Well, I've been listening, and there's a young man that called, and I've just been boiling here, and I wanted to, you know, just call and talk to him. But, you know, when sometimes when you want to call, the line won't go through. But I'm thankful that at least I've been able to come on board. Well, two things I want to address before then. Hello, indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Chineke gozie unu niile from boninu unu na agba. Otito niile diara onye nwanyi. That being said, two things I have been, you know, wanting to say about it. I'm asking God to lead me, but, you know, I think this is the time to say this. Commander, you always been telling me we have a problem. There's something wrong with our race. And I've been praying and seeking God and asking God to help us to actually find the reason why we as a race are acting like fools. Let me put it that way.
Hello? Oh my goodness. Her line is cutting. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you. No, but I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you. And I'm interested in what you're saying. May I therefore ask you to please, I will make an exception. Could you please call back? Call us back. Please try and call me back. I don't know why this line is playing up. I don't know why it's playing up. Sometimes these people, they tend to come against our lines because, you know, the truth is very bitter. Some people don't want us to speak the truth, but we must continue to do so. And our line, surprise, surprise, this evening, even had to terminate and reconnect at some point, which is very, very strange. This is Radio Biafra. That is why we need support all the time so that we can keep improving. You can't stand still in life. Once you stand still, you will be overrun by enemies. Whilst I wait for Mrs. Wanable to try to reconnect with us, I must go to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, the line is effectively digital, as I would say. This is Radio Biafra. In the absence of every other thing, we must move to closure. We must move to closure. But I'm waiting for Mrs. Wanable to see if she will try and make contact with us. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Having listened to us, you must endeavor to tell your friends, even if they... There is nothing wrong with the name we know is the original name of Yeshua. What is confusing people is that where it says in the Bible, on this name, every knee shall bow. So they think literally, unless you mention Jesus Christ, you are not doing anything. That is our understanding, very limited understanding of the English language. That is the problem we have sometimes. But we must continue to make sure that we do what is right before heaven and before this very earth. This is Radio Biafra. As soon as Mrs. Wanable can get back to us, I will take her call and proceed to closure. And there are a few people who are inboxing who may have one problem or the other with immigration. I must direct you to go to the COC, please. The COC will then bring what is needed to the attention of the head of the Directorate of State. If I need to sign any documentation, then it comes to me to sign. But be rest assured, there is none of you that will be abandoned. People are contacting us all the time saying that they are in trouble, in one form of trouble or the other to do with immigration. It is our responsibility. So it is our duty to help those people, and we must do so regardless of where they come from. As long as they are Biafrans, we are duty bound to help them. This is Radio Biafra. I can see that we are not reconnecting to the USA, in which case we must proceed to closure. And I do hope that by tomorrow, our dear sister, Mr. Makamane, will be able to come and rejoin us again and then lecture us on these very things we want to talk about. From here, from London, this very evening, once again, I must reaffirm and reiterate that Biafra is our religion. And I hope some of you don't have problems with that. If you don't know the dictionary meaning of the word religion, please go and check it up. Don't always take the face value definition of what the Europeans gave you. Biafra is our religion. And here is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. This same God will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from me here, this very cold winter evening, it is simply good evening.
throb. We shall always remember.